Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Well, what's new? I'm backstage at the DC Improv. Making this. It's Thursday night now. And I was on Elliot and had a great time with Tyler Molnar and Diane and the whole bunch. And now I'm here at the Improv all weekend till Sunday. So I sound so serious. Why do I sound so serious? Life is serious. Today was Danny LaBelle, and his ability to stay in a character forever was just great. He totally took advantage of the atmosphere and what I try to do on the show. Not to overly explain it, but he was great. He was really, really great. And you're going to enjoy it. What if you don't now? You'll be like, Todd said I was going to enjoy it. But I'm here at the Improv, and it's going to be a fun show today. I'm here at the Improv with Dave Siegel. You want to say hello to anybody on my podcast?
Yeah.
Is there any?
Inside tip. If you're ever opening for Todd Glass, just do a lot of crowd work. He loves it.
See, you can tell that he knows what he has to do. Dave Siegel. It's me and him all week and opening up on the sax with some pre-recorded music, Kevin Basilico. Why do I say pre-recorded music? Because you might think a sax is opening. I love the sax, but is that big enough? Don't worry, we know what we're doing. Some music comes in, we lay down a track, and then he walks out on stage. Boom! Oh, wait, now you're going to know if you come to see me. Well, it's no secret. All righty, this opening. Okay, that's it. Enjoy the show. I'll see you next week, Bloomington Comedy Attic. Very excited. All right, bye.
Oh, those openings.
Did you just hear the tail end of something? I was like, oh, those openings. Did you hear I said that, audience? That's who I'm talking to. Because I pressed pause and I went, should I redo it? And then I thought, no, I mean, there's not that. What am I going to redo? It's going to be that great. So that's it. Dave, what do you think? You think I should redo it?
I only heard the last 90 seconds, but it was gold.
Now it's gold. Here's the show. Guess what? I forgot about Squarespace. How could I forget about them? How could I, huh? It doesn't even make sense. With their 20 highly customized templates? I don't even know what templates are. But you do. Yeah, you do. I'll learn about templates. All I ever cared about was customized templates. It's easy to use. Support. I got an email. It said, yeah, I'd like to join, but I need support 24/7. Well, they have it. You want a free trial offer, 20% off? Free trial, 20% off? Go to squarespace.com. Push in the code GLASS1. All right? So everything's just, it's all good. Just keeps getting better and better with these Squarespace people. You know what? I think they're out of control. It just sounds too good. It's like, I'll tell you the truth between me and you. I don't know how they do it.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Stand by. This is professional. I added this.
Microphones rolling.
Oh, it's like the Dr. Phil show.
Roll in the opening intro.
Oh, Danny LaBelle's here.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
If you fucking call me back this time, then don't call me ever again, because we're done.
The Todd Glass Show launches August 12th.
Todd. Hey, it's Zach. El Zach. Listen, man, I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to promote.
Comedy Central. famous people. Oh. Comedy Central. Ryan Regan. Oh.
Again.
Hello, it's Danny LaBelle there.
If you don't want me to do the podcast, just
straighten yourself out.
I don't know. Let me know that. Do you want me to beg?
God,
it's Marin. I'm the guy who can't come on the Todd Glass Show. What do I fucking need to do?
His very funny podcast, The Todd Glass Show, can be found at Nerdist.com. Please welcome Todd Glass.
From the beautiful Las Vegas.
Oh.
High atop Black Horse Motors.
Oh.
It's
I'll tell you
the
what.
Todd Glass Show.
Let this run out. It's exciting every week. Holy shit. Don't mind that. It's a real show. Sure it is. It's a real show. Bum, 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 bum. I can do anything I want. No one can tell. Bum, 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 bum. Bing, 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 bing. And we just lost three listeners. You know how you know it's a real show? Listen closely. What do you hear? Hello? Hello? Reverb. The other shows, they don't have fucking reverb. We can't afford it. It's embarrassing. Well, hello, everybody. I feel like if I say it every week, you're going to think I'm being dishonest, but I'm genuinely, I'm always in a good mood because, you know, you're hanging out with friends. I've said that before. And but I feel lighter because maybe because my opening, I don't have that much to really discuss in the opening, and then we just take a break. But it's, I found a song, reminds me like we should be our song. Well, you know how Jerry Lewis. Do you know who Jerry Lewis is?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Danny LaBelle is here. Oh, let me say who's in the room. I'm always nervous. I'm going to say your name wrong. Yoaf.
Yeah.
Yoaf. Yoaf. Hey.
Hey, Yoaf. It's Yoaf. Oh, Yoaf from the thing.
Hold on. Let's break. Let's break and do it. Let's give it an A. Let's do it right today. So hold on. Hold on. Nice and slow. Nice and slow. Okay. I asked you if you knew Jerry. Let me introduce everybody in the room first. So Danny LaBelle, I know, just from, you know, I was in a long time ago in New York, and what was the name of your radio show?
Comical Radio.
Comical Radio. And then through hanging out with Danny, Yoaf is also a stand-up comedian. And I love him. He's a great energy. He gets you. Can I tell you something? And I don't want to start a... Nah, we'll talk about it. I think he gets you more than your wife-to-be.
No, they get me in different ways.
They do get you. Yeah. I'm sure they do. Okay. And then we're going to do that bit. Oh, so hold on. Aristotle's here as always. He put a really funny video up. You know that song? It's a Frank Sinatra song. I'm going to live until I die. I'm going to live. It's like I'm going to take every ounce of life and until I'm going to live until the second I die. I said everybody shoot a minute video playing that song. The opposite of living till you die. So he's sitting on his sofa with his dog who looks like he's going to fall asleep any second. It's a big basset hound.
Yeah.
And then it's a close-up of him just eating Cocoa Puffs, and then the song's blaring. I'm gonna live, and then it goes black. It says the Todd Glass Show.
Nice.
So I want everyone to do it. It's got to be close-up. Just you got to look like, you know, anyway. So my friend Gabe's hanging out. I make him sit over there because, to be honest, there's a stench. And anyway, put in a mark that put in a little more laughter there. Anyway. And then David is here. David's where are you from originally, Dave? If you talk loud, people can hear you.
San Diego.
It's fun down there.
So much fun.
I like San Diego. There used to be an improv there. I like the energy. Garnett Street at night. I used to walk around and
Gas Lamp.
Oh, that's there used to be a comedy club there too.
There's
What's your last name?
Dorward. Dorward? Yes.
Do you tweet?
I do tweet.
Oh, great. Now Yosef.
Yoaf.
Yo off.
Hey.
Yo off.
Yo. Hey.
Hold on. So let's do this right, because I think I need to retrain everybody. But David, what's your last name?
Dorward.
That's a good name. Ladies and gentlemen, David Dorward's on this show tonight. That's how I always say. You say it like, David Dorward. Okay. So the way you do this bit is, it's everything you'd want to imagine, like your name's mentioned. So people say bits and pieces of positive things, but it's like what you would hope. So we go, let's say you're not here and you heard a show and they mention your name. You'd hope this would happen. So you guys know Yoaf. He's a funny guy. Oh, Yoaf!
Funny guy!
Good, good.
short dresser. Oh my goodness.
Well, he's very talented.
Great. And he's shave.
Yeah, he's very sharp. Can I tell you something? I give you guys a B plus. No, a B minus. A C. You know what? I'm not going to give you a grade. I think you could do better. They're hearing bits and pieces. Oh, talented. Oh, very, you know. It's everything, you know, little bits and pieces. Let's try it again. So anyway, you guys know Yoav, right?
Oh,
Yoav. Yoav, wonderful guy. He already graduated.
Oh, handsome, sure.
Oh, my goodness. He's like
Brett. Talented.
He's so handsome.
It's great. Who said so hot?
Yoav said it of himself.
He says it himself. Put a picture of him on Facebook. I really want people to get to know him. Anyway, hold on 1 second. Let me take another sip of my coffee. I'm already hot. All right, so let me go nice and slow. I have the fan here. So anyway, maybe this could be a song. Like, because, you know... Jerry Lewis had that song for him and the kids. He had, You'll Never Walk Alone. I probably didn't sing in the right rhythm. When you walk
alone
through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. But maybe this could be our song with the audience. Is this something like this? Just get into it. Don't worry about the show. Just enjoy this song.
Give me strength to carry on when the chips are down.
That's right.
My skies are gray.
Yep.
Soon fade away whenever you're around. And in my heart, you are a part of everything I try to do. I believe that the best thing that ever happened to me.
I think we know it. Everybody ready? Just la la. That's all. If you know it, la la la. We got it. Oh, we got it. We got it. Let him take it back. Best thing that ever happened to me is you. All right, I'm getting too carried away. I had a nice talk with Eric Olson today. Eric, I want to say hello to you. I know you need a little motivation sometimes because you live in the house all by yourself with a dog. And put a little more laughter in there too. I'm only kidding when I say that. So let me rip through this stuff and then hold on. Cigarette. Oh. Never mind. I don't want to talk about that. I don't know if I should talk about this or not. So, yeah, I think I will real quick. Only if you know a little bit more about it. Because sometimes I'll say... first of all, love everybody in here for laughing at that, because what I just did, it's visual. I will explain it. Of course, I like things very orderly in the room. And Danny reached over and got one of the coasters, which I thought was very nice that Aristotle made me, but they have my picture on them, but they still make noise. And he reached over and got a coaster, and then he put it under his drink, and then I started twitching like it was bothering me that much. Some people will go, how much is that a show? And how much... It's the joke is that you didn't do anything wrong, that I would like start breaking down and deprogramming. But could you put it back if you don't mind? I'd rather it just go right on the table. It's a paper cup, so it doesn't matter. These things have caused nothing but heartache. I don't know how to tell Aristotle. Turn his headphones off so he can't hear me. I tell him to do it. Aristotle, I'm going to talk about you. Take your headphones off. You know the best thing that ever happened to me, and I'm not joking around? Thank God we have a safe word on the show. Swear to God, those coasters were the best thing that ever happened to me. And I'm serious.
You saved your life that way.
They saved my life. That's true. I know it's a long story, but I was choking, and he threw one at my head. And I can I tell you one time how much I like order? When I was home, you know what? I always rush through this part. This is part of the show. Some other shows, this is the show. You know, just when I get started, other shows are like, hey, thanks for tuning in. By the way, I'm not really making fun of other shows. I don't know. You know, I know David. He might go back to the other podcast. You know, Todd talks shit about all the other podcasts. But I like order so much that When I was home a long time ago, my mom didn't feel well. It was, and ended up everything was fine, but it's very nerve-wracking. I called an ambulance. Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck. And she, you know, she was talking to me the whole time. And my mom's not like, you know, she's like, if you saw her, she's very well ate. She's not like, you know, you look at a guy like me, you think, oh, his mom's probably 50. But I don't know why I think that's important. To, you know, so she's not like she's sitting home, you know, she's, you know, she's out with her friends. She's getting fucked. And, I like how I laugh at my own jokes. And I had to call an ambulance, and I was getting a little nervous. I was like, come on. And she just, you know, one of the dogs I wanted to put away, she had a little, a puppy, but I wanted to put it away. So when the ambulance got there, you know, it was easy for them to get in the house. So I said, are you all right? And when I went to get the puppy, I probably didn't do it as calm as I would normally do it, and it piddled a little. Mm. And guess what? When my mom was there, I was like, are you okay? And I go, I have to clean that piddle up. So I was like very attentive to her, but at the same time, I was like getting paper towel. And I'm like, as I was wiping the floor, I was staring at her like, oh, it's all about you. Oh, sure, I'm cleaning, but I'm still with you, you know? And I was like a little embarrassed about that. And she passed away.
Sorry.
So anyway, that had to do with how I like things orderly. All right, let me rip through this. I am going to ask you this. Woody Allen, you think I should know this. Was there something that he did and something that was alleged, or the alleged thing is that he molested
his seven? Don't seven stop. Stop talking.
No. Okay. Go. I'm listening.
Oh, you gave me a
no. I'm listening. I meant like listening.
I don't know with hand gestures.
You're fine. You're doing a great job, Danny.
I could have blown the whole show just there.
You take all that pressure on yourself.
Geez.
So what happened?
There is an allegation. I want to make this a serious sounding.
Playing the
but play, that yeah.
Go ahead. Maybe we should roll in this if we're going to have a serious show. You know, we should.
Yeah. Do you have that?
Danny LaBelle.
New allegations of an old kind.
Oh, no, seriously.
Look,
seriously, what were the allegations?
That he had molested his 7-year-old daughter. Not that, you know, when she was 7.
Okay, so I know this sounds crazy. Please stay with me, because that's alleged. Even though there's some people listening going, I think it's. What was the fact that he started dating this is a different daughter.
The adopted daughter.
Right. Adopted daughter when she was how old?
I think it was like 15 or something.
Okay. Look, you know when you say something like this, people that are – there's certain people all over the fence. That's why I'm willing to move past the allegations because you – but the fact is that when the fact is all you need to make a judgment, forget about the allegation. You know, I know some people go, why do you forget about that? That you don't understand what I mean. I'm just looking for the fact. So he would even – he doesn't deny that he – even though it was in a – someone the other day told me this. I was trying to get the facts about this. Mm-hmm. And they go, well, that was a daughter he adopted before – he was with Woody Allen. I go, you're not telling me that, so I'll change my opinion on whether it's right or wrong. Okay,
so he
comes into the relationship. She already has an adopted daughter.
Right.
And when they are 15 years old, he starts to date her. Is that a fact? Is that the fact of it?
That's my understanding, yeah.
Well, look, I said yesterday, I go, don't go talk about this in the podcast until you do your homework.
Right.
And here I am. But anyway, so if that's the fact, and then you know his son,
Ronan Farrow,
his son tweeted something like nobody mentioned the
about
what did he say?
That was about his sister that he was tweeting that
was
last,
not about the,
last year. The daughter, Woody's daughter, came out and said that she had never come forth with it. There was allegations. And she denied it because she felt ashamed when she was younger, but that, in fact, he had molested her when she was 7 years old.
And that's a different girl than the Sun Yi?
Different girl, yes.
So the mixture of the both, and I know it seems weird that some people go, well, why are you writing that off? I swear to God I'm not writing it off because the seriousness of it, because just trying to get into some ironclad area. On the 15-year-old alone, I don't understand. And by the way, I listen. If somebody wants to explain to me, apparently in this world – and by the way, great that if you're talented enough, you can go do – it's worse that he did it that the people that defend it – like, you know, some people go – like if somebody cheats on their wife, hey, he's a great actor, but, you know, I found out he cheated on his wife. And I go, oh, you know what? I'm not judging. But at a certain point, we should judge. That's the only way we're a civil society. Otherwise, we'd go, well, because, to tell you the truth, if it was someone that cheated on their wife and somebody goes, you know, he wanted a humanitarian award a year, you know, he cheated on his wife or he wasn't the best dad growing up. Mm. I get it. There's gray areas where people go, look, nobody's perfect. But there is a point when it's okay to judge. That's how we are a civil society. We deem things right and wrong. And a 15-year-old, I can't believe so. So apparently if you want to do something like that, because if you break it down and you go, if it was me and my family, you know, it's like, and yeah, you, can you not fuck our adopted kids? Mm-hmm. Now, some people will go, oh, Jesus Christ. Is that too much to ask? Like, hey, when we get into our relationship, I know we're going to agree and disagree with raising the kids. How do you want to do? Woody goes, you know, he's moving into the home. And what do you want to do? Well, I mean, we're going to disagree. We should be on the same page as parents. How about this one thing? Like, I have some adopted children. I know they're not our birth children. Mm. Would it be too much to ask them, could you just not fuck the kids?
This is why I always say, Todd, don't adopt. Do not adopt. And I can't stress that enough.
That's not really your point, is
no,
it?
No.
The guy totally doesn't get it. But then when they give him that award, I do understand. It's like, and then and Jake asked me a question. It wasn't a fact, but I asked him that he asked, why would he tweet such a personal thing?
Yeah.
You know, the son tweeted something. And my answer to him was, I always try to link it back if it can help somebody. And if you're a child and you were molested and you watch that someone that was molested can win an award and get a standing ovation, you know, whatever happened. I know there were people in there that just had the nausea that I had, you know, when thinking about it. I get it. I get there were people in that room that were like, whew. You know, I know Rosie O'Donnell has been very vocal about it over the years. Mm-hmm. But that maybe when he tweets that, it makes a kid at home that has nothing to do with it, it's not in show business, that lives in Montana, that goes, man, can you do that and still get admiration like that? Maybe that's why he did it. Maybe it's good. I just am surprised. I guess apparently if you want to do horrible things, just learn to play an instrument really well or direct a movie. People will look the other way. Who cares?
Yeah.
This makes it all better.
It's a tough one.
I guess it's not really that tough. It's probably ironclad to anybody that has a decency. All right, listen. Somebody sent me in. Probably right now someone's like, I can't take when he doesn't know what he's... How long has this show been going?
Almost 20 minutes.
Okay, let's move forward here. I want to get to the fun part today. This is fun, too. Everything's fun. I'm boiling hot right now. Okay. Somebody sent me in, and they didn't have a letter with it, but it's a piece of it's like a slice out of a tree.
It's like a wood stump.
It's like they took a piece of wood and they took like an inch and a half slice, and then they carved in the Todd Glass Show, and then like burnt it in, and then a microphone, the same logo from the show. And let me tell you something. I always say the same thing when my manager calls me. He goes, "Hey, somebody sent you something." You know, it's not like I get. You know, every single day in the mail, it warms my heart. It's very like somebody did that. That's a talent that somebody has, and they sent it to me, and it's very sweet and it's very kind. And they didn't put a letter with who it was. So can you please let me know who it was? Can you email me? And I'm going to send you 5% off to my next show. Did you do it, Danny?
It was me.
Danny, do you swear to God you did it? That's a fake. We swear to God on the show because we know in our culture that so we don't. That's not our safe word. So we should explain that to you. We say to George Carlin, we never break that trust. To George Carlin means, but swear to God, it's just fun to break it because you can say the most ludicrous thing in the world and go. So you swear to God you made that?
No, I didn't make it.
So you don't want to do that, do you?
No, I don't want to do it.
All right, great.
You broke my spirits, Todd.
Well, you know, you should. In this show, it doesn't mean swear to God. So you know, I hope.
I had a great bit about how I went out there with an axe in the forest and a wood burning.
I wanted you to swear to God and say you did it. That's what I mean. Do you understand? I don't think you understand. When we say swear to God,
I get it.
Don't you fucking talk over me. Did you ever see what what's his name does when they talk over him? He turns their mic off. I forget his name. Okay. Hold on. I'm okay. I got to pee. Hold on. Jake, I don't know why I'm talking about this in the opening. Jake said I asked him what his grandmother's like. He goes, well, I don't know how to explain it. He goes, she's like, she could eat a whole candy cane without biting into it.
She just sits there and just like sucks on the whole thing for like hours. It's like the only person I've ever met that doesn't just take a bite of it.
She
like,
sits there licking on it. And then, so I thought, I told him in his act he should say, maybe that's why my grandparents have stayed together so long.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's a nice... grandmother dick joke all wrapped up into one. I said she should play this music in the background and eat her candy cane. We're going to get to the show in a second. Here, hold on. Just picture her sitting there eating, licking her candy cane all day long, licking it. Listen.
That's great, yeah.
Cut to her licking it.
That's why she never goes out and hangs with her friends. She's too busy.
I heard she has a holder for the candy cane, like a microphone stand, but it's a candy cane stand. And then she knits while she licks her candy cane. She leans over and she like...
It comes down from the ceiling.
It comes down. She hangs the lollipop or whatever it is, the candy cane. Is it true, and I'm not joking around, Danny, if there's a story, tell me. You lost your virginity to this music?
Yes. It was the cold winter solstice. It was me...
And my grandmother?
Well, you know her friend Helen?
Helen Baker?
Absolutely.
You guys are making me sick.
I'm sorry.
This is a respectable show here. This is serious. We do serious journalism here.
Woody Allen, alleged allegation. We're past that.
So here, hold on. I'm good. I just wanted to say that about his grandmother.
Don't adopt.
Some guy's coming up, I think.
Seriously?
Sorry. Someone coming up?
Somebody's coming upstairs? Nobody ever comes up here. What?
Sorry. I guess he's not.
Okay. Please, Jake, don't get chatty.
Well, that was concerning.
Hold on. Why do we have Patrick here? I have Jake's grandmother, and then I have...
Patrick sent in Candy Cane Song.
Oh, Patrick sent in that Candy Cane Song? Mm-hmm. Good for him. I mean, thank you. That sounds negative. I sound good for him. Like I'm a dick. Brittany... We'll go to her house later in the show. Remind me when I take a break. Brittany, we're going to take a ride to your house. We're almost there. Heidi Young, H-E-I-D-I. What's that spell? H-E-D-H-E-I-D-I.
Heidi.
Okay, that's what I thought. Heidi Young. I was on the way to the show, and when I got here, I saw your email, and I wanted to just say one thing about it that made me feel so happy, is that she was talking about, she said very kind things about the show, and... Some people say I don't read the nice emails. Like, I just complain about when they're negative. I said, well, because it seems self-indulgent. But I allude towards them. So people know that I get them. And they drive the show more than the negative ones. The positive ones, someone comes up to me on the road and they go, you know how sometimes when you're laughing really hard over there, you'll say, I go, if we're laughing, somebody else is laughing that hard. They go, I am. That carries so much weight on letting me do what we want to do. One person. So I don't read the whole email, but it was a very sweet email. And, you know, we do something on the show where sometimes we'll go around the table. I learned it from a family I lived with when I first moved out here, and tell one kind, good thing that happened to you that day. But the thing you always have to tell people, especially because everyone was like, when I had to do it, when I first moved to L.A., and they had a son, and I lived with the family, and he would always go, I can't think of anything. And they'd go, it could be anything. And then once you realize that, just something you take for granted. So she listens to the show, so she's sort of said the same rules to her family. I think she has two kids. Mm-hmm. She goes, yesterday my 5-year-old, he said he got a drink of water after he was done playing basketball. I was like, oh, I think it was basketball. Don't get mad at me, Heidi. But I don't know why that made me think, like, I picture this little 5-year-old kid like, you know what? Yeah, water. We take it for granted. Clean water, you know, just went over. Some people don't have clean water, so I thought that was adorable. Anyway, nobody gives a shit but me. And Brittany got her sober. Oh.
Brittany Leach.
Watch your mouth.
Sober and nice to workers.
There was somebody else I wanted to give a shout out to. Oh, Brittany.
Brittany Leach.
Oh, Brittany. You're saying it over there. Brittany, I got an email. Brittany. Shut the fuck up, Brittany. This, we're going to ride to your house a little later because you are a good person, Brittany. How many times? Now you don't get water, Danny. You don't get water. You're moving it all over. It's making me nuts. Brittany, we're going to come to your house a little later. We're going to all get in the car. We're going to do it later in the show. I'm going to put it on my notes, and we're going to take a ride to your house, Brittany. You know why, Brittany? Because you are loved, and you're a good person, and I'm proud of you. Okay, here we go.
My water confiscated.
Yeah, because you're moving it all over the place like a maniac. A maniac. Imagine if the police tasered you.
Get him down!
He's moving his water. Hey, these days, who knows what's going to happen?
You can't stop me, officer.
You know, I got someone that emailed me that totally misunderstood me on the show. It's so funny. Like, I wanted to find it today, but we didn't have time. With what went on with the police and, you know, that incident. And, you know, I don't know the details of that, so I'm not going to talk about that. I already do that enough. I don't know the details of that. But without even knowing the details, forget about that story. First of all, I forget who emailed me. What was his name? The guy we remember about the he sent it to Eddie Pepitone too.
Right. It was
Michael
Koenig.
Right. And a very nice email. Like, he really was. And I don't say that when it's not true. I never fluff someone's email up. If they sound like they're being a dick, I'll say it. But some people have a way to educate you and make you grow in a very kind way. And that's certainly what he did. But with that in mind, I always thought on the show I went out of my way to say that, like, I think that, you know, I do ride-alongs and I like them. But a very small percentage of cops are like my one friend John and another friend of mine is a cop, Scott. And I see the way they treat people. And I asked him one time. I said this on the show. Michael, is that his name?
Michael Koenig.
Michael, I said, I think I said on the show, I asked him, I said, don't play modest, guys. I was driving with him one night. I see the way they treat people. I see the way they – there's enough fun you can have out there without being a prick to people that shouldn't be treated like a prick, you know? And even forget about situations like that just happened where where that person was killed. Even milder situations that a lot of people run in. Just cops that are fucking Napoleon complexes. You know, that you get, you know. Look, and I know a lot of people say, yeah, but who do you call when you, you know, when something's going on in your house late at night and they'll show up. No one's negating that there's just a lot of bullies on the force. And even my friends that are cops that are just great. You can just, the way they, you can just tell that they have a respect for someone. When they pull somebody over, they, you know, there's a dignity that they treat people. I said, how many people do you think are as good as you? Not close. As good as you. And don't fucking be cute about it. Be honest with me. Be proud of yourself. It's okay if it's a low number. If it's a high number, say, Todd, 90% of the force, to be honest with you. He said, not a lot. Not a lot. So I am aware of that. That doesn't mean they're all going to do atrocious things on a scale from, you know, 1 to 10. They'll all be 10s. But there's a lot of bullies, you know, and that's dangerous. Because, you know, if you're prejudiced and you work at a deli, that's dangerous. If you're prejudiced and you're a cop, more fucking dangerous. You know, more power you have, the more you can do with your hate.
What if anything can they do to stop it?
It's a good question. I asked him. He goes, they know it. I said, how do they know it sometimes? He goes, nobody wants to work with him. Nobody wants to work with her or something like that. And he goes, it's just, you know, that I think they're always there's things they could do. You know who you ask? The 10%. They know. The people know who on the force, the people that care who the good ones are, they know who they are. Bring them in and go, what can we do? Because they have ideas, I bet. Because it's like I sit around talking about comedy clubs all day.
Yeah.
How angry do you think the small percentage of good cops are that know what to do and fucking get angry that it's ignored?
Then again, you need bad cops, because then you can't play good cop, bad cop if you only have good cops. Good cop. I'm sorry, we can only do good cop ever since the new policies went in.
Good cop, good cop. Okay, let's play good cop, good cop.
Good cop,
get
better
on,
cop.
Let me get on my PA. Can I see your license and registration, please, sir? Oh, wait. Let's pull him over first. Our sound effects don't make any sense. We just get into the right area. Sir, can you you be the person. Sir, can I see your license and registration?
Yes, I'm just going to reach to my right real quick and pull it out.
Okay, no problem.
Take it easy, you know.
You take it easier. You know what? If he's getting you nervous, don't let him get you nervous. You were just pulling you over for a traffic stop.
I'm sorry. I can't find it. It's just
that's all right.
Hey, we got all the time in the world.
Before I was a cop, I had the same thing happen. I would get pulled over, and you get little rattled.
Look,
okay. Here
I feel bad we even pulled you over.
You know what? Can I tell you? I feel worse because he looked at me. We saw you make that illegal right. By the way, that's all you did. Don't even worry about it.
It's not even a big deal.
It's not even. You know what?
There's terrible crime going on. Why did we take time out of this guy's day?
Excuse me. Well, my partner rambles. Do you like gluten-free cookies?
Yeah, I love gluten.
Can I get you some milk with that?
Oh, excuse me.
There's a store not 2 minutes from here. I'll be right back. You hang there.
Let me turn on the siren. We'll follow us. Here we go. Follow us.
Man, I hope that we weren't too harsh
good
on
cop,
that.
Good
cop. No, fuck. What was funny that I missed?
You said, I hope you weren't too harsh on him.
Oh. And I just said that.
Oh, you said that?
You weren't too harsh.
That's when we get back in the car?
Yeah.
I hope you weren't too harsh on him.
Yeah. I hope we were okay with him there.
Good cop.
He seemed a little rattled by that.
Good cop, good cop.
Good Cop this fall on NBC.
All right, that was fun. See, the way we do things, we turn into bits. And we haven't even started the show yet.
Right.
Danny, where do you see the intro I have for you? I'm so excited to play. Here's the last thing I'm going to say, and then we're going to take a break, and we're going to start the show. I'm adding something to the list, so please don't think that I'm bringing it up again. You know, whenever it comes to change, I always say it's not a social argument. I'm repeating myself. I know the listeners have heard this, but I'm repeating myself for maybe some people in the room. It's not a social argument. It's not a political argument. People don't like change. If you pick the average person that – let's say – let's start with whatever it is. Let me think of one that it's not. I use the same fucking one every time. Like, I'm thinking in the last 10 years, some of the things that have, you know, like back when maids, they go, we should call them housekeepers. I remember people that were like, why? But when you find out the story behind it, it makes sense. Or it could be, don't use the word, certain words as adjectives, whether it's Jew me down or whether it's, you know, using gay as an adjective. Or there, if you, by the way, I always make this point because some people look for the, well, it's not always true. No, we're talking the majority of the time. If you found a person that didn't want to do one of those, let's use not use gay as an adjective, you know, and they think gay people should be okay with civil unions, and you were able to do a checklist, mm-hmm. I bet that 90% of the time they would want everything. So it's not change. You'll be like, okay, if you knew this person. Matter of fact, we know someone in our life. You can go through a mental checklist. Picture the person that's always like, oh, what's next? Those people. And go, this ends with the new one. Proving it's any change. They don't fucking care. Could be all that we just mentioned. And if you go through them all, you'll be like, oh, yeah, they want gay as a civil union. And they think gay people should be all right with it. They're probably going to be, oh, leave everything. I dealt with the last thing today, and I throw it on the list. One more thing. It don't fucking matter. It's just different. Now at the supermarkets that you have to bring your own shopping bag. Now, some people get confused on that with me because I said the other day, I go, fuck, I keep forgetting my bag. And they thought, I thought you said it was a good thing. I went, I am so glad that you pointed that out because, yes, it's a pain in the ass, but that doesn't mean it's right or wrong. Like, that's not how I decide what's good or bad in my life. Yes, I'm used to the supermarket having plastic bags or bags for me, so it's a pain in the ass. But because it's a pain in the ass, I don't go, then it must be wrong, because anything that's – it's going to take me a little getting used to. And they're the same people. They're the same people. Could be somebody in this room. I hope this makes you think a different way if you're listening. I get it. I get it. You're like, come on, we're shopping here. I get it from the person who thinks it's wrong. If without someone else there to combat it, they're going, I know you're trying to.
I want to tell you a story real quick. But
So they're going, you know, you're buying food at the supermarket. Really? You can't supply me with a fucking bag? Like, is that too much to ask for?
Yeah,
that makes sense. I understand it. Until you go, it has nothing to do with the money. It has to do with, I think, that there's those plastic bags are really causing a lot of, destruction in the ocean and other places. So. Yeah, like don't. So what? It's a pain in the ass. I think people think because I'm okay with it that I also go, is it a pain in the ass? No, I'm okay with it. It's a pain in the ass until I get used to it, and it's fucking fine. How about that?
Yeah.
What's your story?
This bag thing, it blew a whole meeting for me. I rarely get a meeting. I got a meeting to pitch some show ideas for some Hollywood suits. Mm. Okay, this week, and I have this idea for a show, and I'm not good at these meetings, but I was really doing good, Todd, and I was like, I had a good rhythm going to this pitch for the show, and then I go, look, you know, we all kind of live in our little bubbles in the world, which is part of the point of this show, is that, you know, you forget, you know, that there's an entire other world a block away from you or next door from you, next door to you. I go, I didn't know about the bag laws. I thought it was specific to Trader Joe's because that's the only place I shop. I go, it's like, you know, Trader Joe's. I go into Trader Joe's. And you can only get paper bags there, and I have to pay 10 cents for a paper bag. So all these people in the meeting, they're going, they looked at me like I'm an idiot. They go, it's not just Trader Joe's. They go, that's – and I'm telling you, I had them until this moment.
Oh, you think that lost them?
They lost everybody. They lost complete respect because I don't know about the bag law change.
I feel bad. We have a – go ahead. I want to let you finish. I have a recording of what happened at the meeting. Can I play it? So,
yeah.
You want to tell the end of it?
So they go. That's all. Supermarkets. That's not just Trader Joe's. So then there was like a long pause, and I go, oh, I thought it was just Trader Joe's. I go, I don't know. I only shop at Trader Joe's.
Excuse me.
And then they looked at me like, who only shops at Trader Joe's? What's this guy that he only shops at Trader? We can't do business with this guy. I'm telling you, that's what was going through. I can read the minds of these people.
All right, I have a recording of it. This is the tail end. You just said. You just said the part about that, so you know the Trader Joe's, the paper bag thing, and then you tell the
it made me look too.
They really
uninformed.
Did. This is this. We hear everybody in the room. They all went. Okay, play it, play it. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, play it, Jake.
Yeah. So I go, look, you know, I only shop at Trader Joe's.
No, you don't say I look, because this is supposed to be a recording of you saying it.
I only, I only shop at Trader Joe's.
Everybody makes you give paperback. This guy's an idiot. Hey! Hey!
What?
Hold on, maybe we could talk. Good producer. All right, folks, that's the opening of the show. That was what they called cold opening in the business. How about that? That's free. Take that. Seriously, I'm not bullshitting around. What we just did, I don't give a fuck. Take it. And you know what else I'm going to do today? I'm going to give you the whole fucking show for free. I don't give a shit. You know, I make my money on the road. So we're gonna take a break. I made you an intro. I treated you, you know, with the respect and the dignity you deserve.
Thank you.
And hold on. Is there anything else that I need to?
Tom Martin.
Oh, Tom, you like that? Tom is a friend of mine. He co-hosts, and I know he listens to the show sometimes. Nothing like, you know, because he sits home and he play it again.
Tom Martin.
Play it again.
Tom Martin.
Hey, you like it, Tom? Do you?
Tom Martin.
He's a friend of mine. He's in the business. He's a legitimate producer, but he gives guys massages and masturbates them.
Tom Martin.
No, he masturbates guys for money. So it's Tom Martin.
Tom Martin.
Hi, I'm Tom Martin. When I'm not busy at the wellness center masturbating guys.
Wellness center?
Wherever he does it. I don't know. He could do it behind his house, I heard. Because I talked to his wife. His wife, Heidi, goes, Todd, I don't know what to do. Anyway, and he goes, oh, I'll give you a free massage. I'm like, no, thank you. And when everybody leaves.
Tom Martin.
All right, listen. I went to get a massage from him. It was embarrassing. And this is a true story. This is why we have the safe word on the show. I swear to God, my friend Lisa, this is the truth. She went over to get a massage, and he goes, what type of music would you like played in the room? And he plays this music. That's not going to make somebody comfortable. And he plays his name over it. Today, Jake said, what music would you, on your headsets, listen to at the gym and picture everybody? He said it a little differently. He said,
yeah, when you're at the gym, it just makes it more fun if you look and just picture that everybody's listening to the same song in their headphones.
But I thought, what if this was the music everyone knew you were listening to? Like, it's spread around the gym. You know that guy over there listens to this. And he watches us work out. So they can't stop me, but, like, there's somebody doing deep knee bends, and I'm, like, I'm winking at him. And people come over, excuse me, what music are you listening? They want to take my headphones off. Then they get them off, and they go, you can't listen to this while you watch us work out. I just walk around the gym all day. I never work out. I just have headsets, and I listen to this. Some guy's doing sit-ups. There's a girl doing a pull-up on the bar. I walk right over, stare at her. That's right. All right, listen, that's enough. This is not a show.
And to add to things, it's Woody Allen that he's listening.
Thank you.
Sounds like it, right? I you know,
I don't please. I don't want to get even a laugh off of his what he's done.
It's criminal.
Now I got to play this again. I like Dr.
Allegations
Phil.
Are spreading that
I'm going to say it again. Once again, I saw the Dr. Phil defending youth. I love the way he does it. He said to a girl, he goes, "Look, your topical behavior, I'm not thrilled with." He goes, but I think I know where it comes from. And I like that. I like it. It's not giving a child an excuse. You know, a lot of people go, hey, look, none of us had good upbringings and things happen. It's not a matter of that. It's a matter of addressing it. And I like that he does it. And let me tell you something. There's not every show I love that he does. Sometimes I go, why did he say that? Or, ooh, I think he went after the wrong person. But overall, I think if you can make as much money as he makes, and maybe it's sensational sometimes, but in front of millions of people, give children a voice that there's a reason sometimes they go off. I fucking love him, and I think if I saw him, I'd want to give him a big hug. And I know that sucks if you're out there and you love the show, but you're not crazy about Dr. Phil, and you're like, I want to be on the same page with Todd, but I'm not on this one.
It really tears people apart.
Tears them apart. Okay, but I love you still, and that's all good. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. It's going to be a fun show, I promise. This has been fun so far. This is good. I mean, it's no wonder we're the number one podcast by the Podcasters Association of America. And you do know that, right?
The Todd Glass Show. Todd Glass Show. The number one podcast on the planet.
There you go. So, there you go. Why would I lie about that? Okay, how about if we do this? Folks, we're going to have so much fun today. Hey, talk right into people. You're in their ear. Say something nice to people listening. Like, get real close.
I'm happy. I'm sorry.
No, say it nice. Come on, don't clear your throat in someone's ear.
Sorry about that.
Say something really nice.
I think you're a wonderful person. I think you have every right to be proud of yourself today. Just wake up with a big smile on your face and say, you know what? Today's the day that's not yesterday. It's a different day. Forget about yesterday. I don't even know why I brought up yesterday.
In your positive rate, I shouldn't even have brought it.
Why do I bring up yesterday? It's not yesterday.
Fuck yesterday. I love you, Danny LaBelle. Very funny. Okay, so you want to try it again?
Yeah.
Okay, now don't mess it up this time.
Okay.
Say something nice into their ear. We have the privilege of people put these headphones in their ears right now.
Yeah.
Just you. Go ahead.
You're a wonderful person. You can't do anything wrong. You can't. You could try, but it's not going to work out. You want to try and do something right? You want to try and do something wrong? It doesn't matter. You're useless. You're useless. No, you're not useless.
Yeah. All right. Here's what we're going to do. So I just want everyone to know that I'm proud of you. I don't know what you're doing right now, but let me tell you something. Somebody said they were proud of me in an email, and guess what? I don't want to overuse terms. I get terms in my head, and then I use them for like 8 months. But sometimes I don't want to not use a term because I'm embarrassed that it sounds too mushy. Mm. But I think the term gush or melt is appropriate. When somebody goes, and I'm proud of you, I'm like, no. Like, that's how I feel. Like, oh.
Yeah.
So that's you know. So I'm proud of you. All from Uncle Frank, from Jimmy Kimmel, telling his daughters that he was proud of them. I will never – let me tell you something. On me alone, he stays very much alive because it's probably – oddly enough, Mr. Rogers, as I got older, it means a great deal to me. And that something about Jimmy Kimmel's daughters telling me and hearing at his memorial that he always said he was proud of his kids. I love it. I love it. So I'm proud of you. And we're going to play that same song as we go to break because I just love this song. I don't know why. I didn't listen all the way through. It could get, you know, different at the end. But,
you know, something.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yes. Look at you. You're right on the money today, Jake. I'm very proud of you.
I'm proud
of you, Aristotle. Don't fucking interrupt me. I'm telling everybody I'm proud of them. Okay. That's the meanest way to tell everyone they're proud of them. Yell at you. Now, what were you going to say, Danny? I'm totally kidding.
No, I'm going to say I'm proud of you, too. I'm proud of everybody here.
Really?
Yeah.
Me more a little?
A little bit.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to try and add to the positivity, but you shut me down.
I didn't. David, is there anything you want to move to that? Don't move the mic, but move to the mic. Is there anybody?
David?
You want to say anything? You want to take this opportunity? You don't have to.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Thanks for listening to
Talk
Last Show today.
See? He gets it. You make it quick.
Right.
Sure, David knows. No, you're good. Do you want another chance? I think you're nervous over there. Do you
Me?
Want another?
Because I can do it.
You got a little nervous the first two times.
I got thrown.
I think you got thrown. Can. Do it again. I'm sorry. There's no rush. By the way, you know the great thing? There's no rush. Say it right into the people. Hello. Everybody.
Hey, everyone. Relax. Take it easy. Today's your day off.
There you go.
You don't have to go to work today.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
I mean, maybe you should, though.
Oh, no, you're going
to. But you don't have to. Nobody's going to.
Listen. Hold on. Pause the music. Here's what's happening. And Danny, I love you so much. Okay. I had to look at Danny and go, you know, I'm kidding. But seriously, you're great. What you're doing is you just right. Don't overthink it. Like, right. You don't want to tell people not to go to work. It's just like, because then, you know, people. So just take your time. Take a deep breath. I think you're getting nervous and you're getting ahead of yourself.
Yeah. Just stay
focused. I can tell you get it now.
I get it.
Take a deep breath. It's just words of wisdom. It's like, I love you. You're cradling a listener.
Right,
you're going into their ear. You're hugging them.
Gotcha.
Okay, go ahead.
You're like a warm blanket around my soul.
Oh, there you go.
Well, warmish.
Oh, God.
Lukewarm.
Oh. All right.
What? You're just a blanket. All blankets are warm.
Well, now he sounds like he's mad.
You're not even a blanket.
What?
You're nothing.
Are we making you laugh? Are you laughing at your house? Are you laughing wherever you're at? Are we making you laugh? Come on. Are we making you laugh? Are we making you laugh? That's how people need to be talked to. Everybody has a even a full-grown adult. No one does this for adults. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a guy out there. You know, he's older guy. He's 28. We have very young listeners. 28 in our demographics. In case Comedy Central is listening, I want them to think I have young demographics. let's go to break playing this, and we're going to be back. And today, I feel light. I feel great, and we're going to have a great time. And here we go. We'll be back right after. I go old school when we go. We'll be right back right after. Oh, I heard that little glitch, but we'll do it again. Watch this. And we'll be right back right after this.
You give me strength to carry on when the chips are down. My skies of gray soon fade away.
Oh, yeah. We all took a little break. Guess who moved back next door? Open that window. He's getting good. Oh. He's good. Give him a round of applause.
That was amazing.
Did we ever name him? I think we should name him.
Yeah, you said Kevin.
Kevin? Kevin. Oh, I'm okay with Kevin. Kevin's back. That seemed phony. Kevin's back. When you went on... hold on. When you went on... Seriously, really quick. When you went on Marc Maron, right?
Yeah.
And what did you mostly talk about?
Well,
you told me someone you interviewed when you went on a show.
Oh, well, I talked about Carlin a bit.
And what was your interaction with Carlin?
Well, we became friends for the last few years of his life. I used to work for Jackie Mason.
That's what you told me.
Yeah.
And I was but George Carlin, you know, very much obsessed with George Carlin. To me, it was just He did, like, his views on religion, you know,
yeah.
that did it for me. It was like, okay, this is starting to form.
I once told, you don't remember this, maybe. You got upset with me at the time a few years. Should I bring it up again? I don't want to get
you
re-upset about something you were upset
about.
Yeah,
the bit I did.
Yeah, you remember.
Yeah, because.
So I told him that bit. He thought it was funny. He didn't take offense to it, but you were upset that I told him.
Well, not upset, but more like, oh. Because in my act a long time ago, I had a bit, and I did say it. I go, obviously, and I meant it. It wasn't a fake compliment to then insult somebody. There's two types of doing that. You go, you know, I know I love him, but you just say that to then, no, I love George Carlin. And, but. Then I made that joke where I went, you know, most comedians, you know, I said all comedians love George Carlin. I complimented the truth. Right. But then I went, and then there's that George Carlin, and I did the thing where he goes like, you know, the stewardess says get on the plane, you know.
Yeah.
I'm getting in the plane. Fuck you. Let evil Knievel.
Yeah.
Whatever. And I thought, you know what? It's like that was an era of comedy, and he has grown through every era. And,
mm-hmm.
and naturally, it's not like I believe he ever went home and went, I've got to update my style. He just had a style that was – because he constantly grew, and that was an era of comedy. That's like, you know, going back to someone when they were dressing like disco and they happened to die. Like a lot of people say that about Elvis. Jesus Christ, shitty time to die because, you know, everybody was wearing – it was a very weird, you know. But anyway, that made a little bit of sense. I compared Elvis to a fat Elvis who died wherever he died, eating marshmallow and peanut butter sandwiches. All right, so that was the thing. So
right.
What Yeah, so I'm like very childish when it comes to anybody who has spent any amount of time around George Carlin.
Grow up.
You don't even want to talk about it.
No. I just wanted to say that.
Was Marc Maron nice to you?
Yeah.
Because I heard some things. Listen, here's what we're going to do. Let's play your intro. Let's play you in right. Now sit up like a gentleman. And I think everything's good.
Done.
I
want to just do the.
We're gonna do bad. We're gonna do bad one man show. Yeah. I can't. I want you to do that till I convulse.
Should I do it with the George Carlin one?
We'll just do the same thing with the Richard. No.
You know, the bit was fine.
No. Oh,
I liked the bit.
Oh, you want to comfort me in his voice?
Yeah,
it was a funny bit.
It was funny.
I think he was just saying it. Oh, yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
He doesn't want
to do a bad impression of George Carlin.
I think we both just talked right over each other for about 30 seconds. And you know what? People loved it. I heard.
At least two of them.
So I want to make sure. I want to make sure that when I ask someone a question, like from doing the podcast for about a year and a half now, I'm aware. Listen. I asked you about George Carlin, and I think, I could probably ask you one more question.
Go ahead.
So it seems like I'm, not just going, oh, you work with George Carlin, and then people going, Todd, the guy was friends with George Carlin. Talk about it a little bit. It's good stuff. And that's what I'm doing. I mean, that's what I do.
Right.
Did you eat breakfast with him? What am I? The parody of, Farley when he used to do the what was he cool like that's did you eat breakfast with him?
Well, I get this question a lot, Todd. and I always wonder, does brunch count?
That's what you wonder. Okay, so hold on. So let me give you your intro because I want you to enjoy it. So do the first intro and I'll see what I think. I haven't heard them yet. We'll see if they're good enough, because you deserve a good intro. Blake Wexler was here last week. We gave him a good intro. What is the first thing we have?
The Scottish Jew from Comical Radio and Rise of the Radio Show. His album is called Some Kind of Comedian. Give it up for Teddy
It's
I'm very honored.
First of all, thank you. I love you even more now because Lyris is Joe. That's not Lynn. Lynn was injured by a mountain lion. That's a true story.
It happens to the best of us.
Thank you.
I was trying to hook up with
her. That's Lyris is Joe, and I love it. But I'm going to tell you, he took the time to make that. That's like the appetizer, but I think we got to go bigger. But that play that again. Yeah.
The Scottish Jew.
Crank up the bass.
Hold on. Oh, really? You want the bass cranked up? Stop it. You can play the drums, can't you? He wants more bass.
Yeah, I want more bass.
And, by the way, we can take two times. We'll get it where it needs to be. Like, one time can be rehearsal. You'll hear the song. We'll do it again. And we'll get this man the bass he deserves.
And it's my weakness. I'm bass greedy.
Let's try it again.
Yeah.
The Scottish Jew from
Okay, hold on.
Motley Crue, that's dead out of it.
Stop it. I think you can have more bass. Can you do anything more with the kick drum? Like, he wants oomph. And I hear you, by the way. Can you do more? It sounds tinny, to be honest. I'm being actually serious. That sounds better, but when you fuck around with those tambourines, you know what he does? He holds out for more money. I go over there, give him a 50. All of a sudden, he finds the bass. That's my joke every week. All right, here we go. A little more bass. Here we go.
The Scottish Jew from Comical Radio, Rise of the Radio Show. His album is called Some Kind of Comedian.
Did you like it?
You want to know what I think?
Yes.
I liked it. But, okay?
More?
Now, I know people say don't say but because it's a negator.
I get what you mean. You like it and.
I felt that he was playing too mechanically, not playing from the heart. When he was drumming along, I want to see a true drummer A true drummer lets it flow through his veins. It's a passion. It comes from the heart.
I love him.
Yes.
I love you.
Anyway, I just want you to know that. Okay, if you want to try it again.
Hold on, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Can I be honest? You're not taking this as, I wake when I'm like, as a bit, I'm saying you're not offended. But I really did mean it that time. I wanted to check in with Gabe. I have to say, and I wouldn't do this unless I thought you had greatness in you. I does feel that way. Like, I think he wants you to, like, go, it's like, oh, it's a drum machine. It's like, really play. And I think I could do a little something. Just let you know, I'm not just sitting here on my fat ass. I think I could do something that would be extra special, too.
What's that?
No, go play it again, and I'll do something.
I'm not grading you. Nobody's grading you.
God damn it. Hold on. I think...
Cut that one out.
And yeah, I'll tell you why. Cut that one out for sure.
No, leave it in now. You got to hear it. I meant it to George Carlin, I meant it. Because there was something I wanted to do. Do it again, and I think I can add something to it.
May I interject for a moment here? Look, and I mean this with no disrespect to Jerry Seinfeld, but... Jerry Seinfeld, what he does is great, but what I'm looking for is more like Sam Kinison. Just let the beast out wild, you know?
By the way, Jerry Seinfeld calls in the show. This is the truth.
Is he really?
Hello, it's Jerry Seinfeld. How you doing?
Shit, for a second I doubted you.
I think I could do something to help, too. Then you've never seen this because you've never been on the show. But if I'm going to ask him to give it all, I think I could give a little more. So do it one more time.
Wild. That is true for Comical Radio, Rise of the Radio Show. This album is called Some Kind of Comedian. Give it up for Teddy. Yeah, it's good. But
you know,
I mean, it's getting better. And the bubbles that you, Todd, that was great. That was a great addition. But I don't think my notes came through. Like Jerry Seinfeld.
Hold on,
doing,
I got something better.
Polished,
hold on, I got
know?
Something better. Go relax. Go relax. Seriously,
it's very.
I think I have something
very polished.
Better.
You know,
I have something better.
I like Jerry Seinfeld.
Turn. Let's do the big thing. Because he's right. He's right. No, you're right. We're not. Yeah. Not yet.
Exactly.
Go ahead. Do it. And now. Okay. Go ahead. How's that?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, on our show tonight, Danny LaBelle. You're going to love it. Come on, Danny LaBelle, everybody.
Well, listen.
It's not good enough.
Is the mic on?
Be honest. By the way, all the guests, they always say. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, yeah.
I know the listeners are like, we know what happens, Todd, every time when they know there's a bubble machine.
Right.
The big bubbles are crazy, you got to admit, right?
Well, look.
But it's still not what you deserve.
It's not even that. And I don't want to break your heart and tell you this because I know how much effort you went through here.
Well, besides the drums not being his instrument.
I'm highly allergic to bubbles.
You're highly allergic to bubbles.
And it's always one of those things, you know? I know you went through a lot of effort, but here I am.
No, I'm glad you're being honest. And you deserve, Blake Wexler, he was willing to settle. I dropped a rock on the floor. He said, thanks. But, boom. But he wouldn't let me. But you know, and you're being honest with me, and this is what the show is all about.
And yeah,
what's wrong? It's not big enough, is it?
No, look, And I want to take a moment to say, because I know you might have listeners that know you really well, but you might also have people tuning in for the first time. And then they listen to this and they go, man, Todd was pretty insensitive to the fact that, you know, you just told him about the bubble allergy. He didn't even... And then they'll say, that's the last time I listened to this guy. And I don't want to be responsible for losing you new listeners. So I got to say, I know you.
I apologize about the bubble machine. I even knew you had bubble allergies.
Bad bubble allergies.
Bad bubble allergies. I didn't know. Bad bubble allergies. Bad bubble. Don't be a dumbbell. You know, Don Rickles never liked a dumbbell.
Don't be a dumbbell. I hate a dumbbell.
Don Rickles, play it again. He says, what's he say?
Don't be a dumbbell. I hate a dumbbell.
He said that to an interviewer.
Yeah.
I play it over and over again. Love it every time.
I was trying to channel Rickles when I came in here today with the eggplant, but I can
don't worry about it.
I'm not going to bring that whole bit up. But I wanted to come in like, you know, with that Rickles. Where's the eggplant?
Where's the eggplant? Let's get back to your intro that you deserve.
Sorry, go on.
No, it's all right. You're doing great. Just lean back and I'll just remove this plaque. look at us. We're a great improv team.
Yeah.
No, hold on. So you deserve bigger. I go right back to the bit. I know what I'm doing, folks.
All right.
I go, you deserve bigger. Can I do something? And I think I know what you deserve, and I'm embarrassed that I didn't do it from the beginning.
Yes.
You deserve. You know what you deserve. We're not going to turn the bubbles on again. But normally we would in the perfect world, but I think it gets all over the microphones and stuff.
Makes me sick.
Oh, it makes you sick. That's right. It works. Now, normally, thank you. Normally, we put the bubbles on.
Right.
But it makes you sick, so we're not going to. It really does work to my advantage that you said you were sick of bubbles.
It's a horrible thing.
You're not sick of bubbles. That sounds like you're a child.
I'm not sick of bubbles.
You are allergic to
bubbles.
Why do I smell Italian food? Like gross smell. Did somebody shit in their pants? I'm 99% serious. No, it doesn't smell. It smells like someone like went, bleh, you know, like a whole.
When a kid is allergic, what do they normally do?
They shit in their pants.
No,
they shit in your pants.
They put them in a bubble.
Oh, that's right.
But when a kid's allergic to bubbles, what happens to that kid?
Shut up!
He's left to endure the elements.
I got to admit, you're right, and I got to put this pen back. It's driving me nuts. Everything's fine. Here, let's. All right, I think I got it.
I think I know what to do. Does anyone play the trumpet?
Whoa!
Get his last name. And it's the great Yo Wipa. Yo, yo, off.
Yo, off. There you go.
Yo, yo, off. Yo, yo, off. Yo, yo, off. Yo, 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 off. It's a yo, yo, off. Wailing away on the trumpet game. Take it home.
That was fantastic.
Is that what you deserve?
That was fantastic. Well, I can go now.
Hold on. I'm playing with my phone machine over here.
It wasn't bass that I wanted. It was trumpet.
Oh, shut up. Oh,
I thought you were saying there was something wrong.
No.
You go, I kept thinking I wanted bass.
But you guys knew better. It was trumpet.
How about the first guy? Remember when a horn, you know, they scored a movie and a horse neighed? Right?
Mm.
The horse neighed in a movie. You know, there was a movie, and you know, scoring a movie with sound. Somebody came up with this idea when they went. This, by the way, I'm to George Carlin, I'm being serious. Somebody's watching the movie, and they have to score it with music, and they go, when the horse neighed, you know, went up on 2 feet, I scored it with. I did this with my trumpet. Do you think this is. Do you think that, like.
Well,
this,
I don't know.
Yeah, so this is what the guy did. He goes, what do you think of this? This really happened, by the way. Not with him, but with the real guy. He went, what do you think of this when the horse neighs?
Wow.
And the guy went, I think that's fucking perfect.
Perfect.
You know what I mean? Like the guy from the movie, the guy who, you know, the guy who scored it, he goes, that's perfect.
That's crazy.
But that's not where it originally came from. There's a little backstory. There's a little backstory. There was a guy, I can't think of another place they would have used it wrong. It was in a porno. I got nothing. Look, I'm not going to get lost today. I'm doing a good job. We're all fine. We got a little bit of trumpet. Do you know he goes, can you play that wah, 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 wah? He goes to the emergency ward. This is true. He does this. I swear to God. I think it's wrong. I don't think it's twisted funny. I don't think it's funny at all. He goes to the emergency ward, and when people get bad news, he just walks, like somebody will go, I'm sorry, but your grandmother didn't pull through the night. People, well, I've been there when he does it. People turn, they're horrified. They're like, who is this fucking monster?
The bigger issue is that he's working for free.
I'm sorry, but we can't keep your grandmother on life support anymore. We have to pull the plug. Anyway, go sit down, take a half an hour break.
What a phenomenal talent, this guy. What's his name?
His name is Gabe. He's available for... call me, I do the pricing.
Does he do freelance work?
No, he just works for us. He lives in a mansion.
Freelance trumpeting?
He lives in a mansion because he goes, wah, 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 and he goes, boop, bop, bing, every night for 5 minutes. I give him $100,000. I keep him on retainer. Yeah, he's full-time for me. No, it's a long story. It's a long story. I can't really get into it.
It's hard to find these freelance trumpeters.
What did George eat for breakfast?
Well, like I was trying to tell you, more of a brunch relationship that we had, but I'll tell you this. I just want to break into my bad impression.
It's all right. It's great. I'm sure he's, you know, whatever, wherever he is, he's going,
Todd, listen, there's blue food, but there's no red food.
You
brunch,
were my,
lunch.
Call it brunch, lunch, put on a pair of tennis shoes. Fuck you, you cunt. You were at my house, and I want to try to explain what you were doing. I don't want to. That's such a. I'm going to have to turn the air conditioning off here in a little bit. Here's the thing. I don't want to overset this bit up, but once we do this bit, I'm going to want you to do it forever. So before we get to that bit,
let's do some other bit.
I hope I can. This is silly. You know, this is a silliness you can help me out with here.
Brunch, lunch, crunch, munch.
Wait and pray to do that horse sound. You know what I mean? You surprise us. Like, all of a sudden, we'll forget about it. It's like a callback. Like that. It's not a bum bump. It's like, that joke was great.
Coffee, tea, you, me.
Now that you know, now it's like, that joke was great. Maybe not. It's my job to mimic the horn because I know I'm mimicking a sound that's already being done, and I did a shitty job. It sounds like... Right, don't be rude. Don't be rude. Seriously, don't be disrespectful. Gabe, I swear to God, stop playing that horse thing. And thank... All right, both of you. I'm going to tell you right now, and thank God we have a safe word on the show. I swear to God. Stop fucking doing that loser sound. Don't do the loser sound. Gabe, I swear on my health. Gabe, don't make me get angry because you know I have a.
I'm gonna talk.
Gabe, hold on. No. You're gonna talk to him? It's a cop show. You're the cop. Can we overhear what he's saying? What did he say? Hold on. What did he say? Hold on, I want the audience to be able to hear this. Even though you're going to cheat, talk into the mic when you talk to him. Act like we're overhearing it because the stage mic is left on. Hold on, let's do that whole bit again. No, we'll leave all this in. We'll leave it all in. So anyway, yeah, you go over there, and here we go. So what was I doing? What was I yelling at? I want to give you back your... Oh, yeah, please stop. I remember now. Please stop playing that. I'm not joking around. Guys, I'm going to tell you right now, and thank God I said we have a safe word on the show. I am genuinely not enjoying it. What's he say? Okay, I'm going to give you a little direction. Start over complimenting him, saying Todd would be nothing without you, like insult the show, like, and talk a little closer to the mic. I want to make the bit funny. You really start going, what would he be with? Okay, so anyway, I'll set you up again. So listen, I'm really serious. Gabe, you're just not doing it right. Gabe, you're not fucking, I want you to fucking stop it. Does he not know we hear him? It's a real talent. I must be honest, the show's nothing without you. Todd's all right. Always said that. Todd with no trumpet? That's just another fucking
Hold on. We can't hear when we're laughing, so hold on. I want to hear every word you say. Go ahead. We're eavesdropping again. Keep on doing what you do, Gabe. Because God knows there's only a handful of people in Los Angeles that can even pick up a trumpet, let alone play it. Why would they want to just do one? A lot of time, probably, right? Nobody appreciates you. In the 1920s, do you know how much love you have? People become nuts for you right now. That's not even a compliment. That's a brass instrument. That's a brass instrument you got in your hand, Gabe.
Makes sounds.
You showed the respect it deserves. Some guy spent probably hours crafting that thing. I love that he's over there all this time. he does it like he's going to make it quick.
All right, so we're ready to get started with the show again.
Just hoping that some kid with talent and ambition like you is going to pick it up and know what to do with it. You don't ever let anybody.
Honestly, I'm not even joking around. What? I'm being totally honest.
What?
What are you guys talking about? Seriously. And be honest with me. You need to look me in the face. I hear you guys talking. We were over there just to let you know I know what we're doing. We were doing the bit where I was acting. Hold on. Don't look at him and make faces.
Play your heart out, kid. Now's the time. Play your heart. Drown him out. Horn. Drown him out. The horn. Do it again. Do it. Don't stop playing.
Hold on. Oh, my God. I was laughing so hard, I was dancing. The fact that you thought you save him. Play your heart out. Play your heart out for the last time.
I think it's all going down now.
Yeah.
Now's your last chance. Remember what we talked about, Gabe. Play that fucking horn.
Oh, my God. You know what's funny? That when I see Gabe over there, I hope the audience could hear that. And he's like, thank you. Like, he's been waiting for someone to say it. So right. It's another guy that not only do you say I'm shit without him, but he's like, thank you. Like, he's been thinking it. Yeah. In the bit, obviously. Listen, I saw a commercial. I tried to do this a long time ago. I still think it's funny. I want to give it a life today. It's for Wen hair shampoo, Wen conditioner shampoo. It's all shit. And I'm always tempted sometimes to go, would that many people lie for money? Yes. So, you know, when they have a product. And so the Wen, they go, you get the hair you deserve. Now, who thinks they don't deserve good hair? So I want you to be the girl. You don't have to do a girl's voice or anything. You know, you're just the girl. You don't think you deserve good hair. And I think you do deserve it. Maybe I cut your hair.
That's great. Okay.
Maybe I cut your hair.
Okay, can I play it ethnically?
No, not if it's like a stereotype that doesn't need to be perpetuated.
I just like working on different ethnicities.
You know, I don't want you. Right. I don't want you to do a stereotype that doesn't need to be
age
perpetuated.
Specific, old, young.
Yeah, you understand what I mean.
I want a little more.
You know
direction.
What I mean? I don't need you to do like some that looks bad. So let's get started. Here we go. I'll be the guy that owns the salon. Yeah, how about I gives you some? No, I'm just kidding. After all that. Who would that guy be that thought that that wasn't over the top? Like, what would horrible be to him if that's what he was going to do? You know, some dated. Okay, so listen. So right, I'm going to be. I always get confused in this bit because when I do it with Eric a lot, and Eric Olson plays the girl that's like, okay, I don't deserve good hair. But we really never have a reason where we're at, where I'm trying to. So I'm trying to make it make more sense. I'm thinking when I do it with Eric on the phone, the bit is usually I'm a friend and she's over my house, you know? And I'm like, Lisa, come over here. Let me put some of this wen. Lisa, let me put some of this wen in your hair. You're going to love it. Let me give you the hair you deserve. Well, come on. You're staying over my house.
Uh-huh.
Well, I have to make. Whenever I try to make a bit make sense, like when I shove it in there, like I thought that's what I needed to do. Okay, you're staying at my house. They're two women. They sit around. They wash each other's hair. I think that's why I don't like the bit, because I'm perpetuating like that women go over to each other's houses and try to shampoo their hair. But for this bit, they do.
Can we do it as a musical?
First, let's try to do it not as a musical.
Okay. What if it's a phone call?
Lisa, do you want to heap?
Wait, so my name, he likes is, to make my name is Lisa?
Yes.
And your name is?
He likes when we do the phone calls because he gets to play some sound effects just to give him a little attention. Oh, yeah. Hey, nice.
What's your name? Quick, before we get into this.
Compliment his sound effects.
Great sound effects. What's your name in the bit? Can it be Sharon?
No, I'm the guy.
Oh, you're the guy. Okay.
Yes, we're making it a guy-girl relationship. Okay, no, it's two girls. Oh, yeah, I am a girl in this.
Yeah, so can you be Sharon if I'm Lisa?
Sure, I'll be Sharon. I don't care.
Okay, all right.
Why do you care so much? That's the only scary part.
I just like to get some writing in, you know? I could say I wrote for the Todd Glass show.
You're like, we had a sting for you. We didn't tell you about it. You know what a sting is?
No.
It's when you say something like that, and we give you this.
You earned it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you go like this. Play Danny LaBelle again.
Beautiful.
Thank
Keep
you.
It up. Don't stop.
Don't stop believing. Okay, that's all. People don't need to hear more than that. Nobody likes that dumb bell. Okay, I cut your. I love that. I really am having a hard time. Okay, I cut your hair, and you're in the sink, and I go, Lisa, let me try some. Give me like a little ambient background noise. It doesn't matter where it's from. It's just so it sounds like we're
I
maybe.
I know
at
what
the,
you mean by you're in the sink. My head is in the sink.
Yeah, your head is in the sink. Mean. Okay, I'm shampooing your hair. Lisa, do me a favor. No, that's too much. It's going to get in the way of the bit, my brilliant bit. Let me put a little of this wen in your hair. Let me give you the hair you deserve.
I don't think you I deserve it, right?
Oh, no. You don't think you okay. adamantly right, don't right. think you deserve it. Oh, I'm a whore. I don't deserve good hair. You okay, do horrible
all right,
things.
All right.
Lisa, you deserve good hair. Let me give you. I'll put a little wen in. You know, I'm not going to charge you for it. Let me put a little in. Give you hair you deserve. Don't push me away. What's the matter?
Sharon, I don't think I deserve good hair.
No, I don't like this voice.
It's going white with it. All right.
Wait, was that white?
Yeah.
I thought that was bad, like, South, like, sort of what I did jokingly before. Let me hear it again.
I don't think I deserve this hair.
Well, I feel bad for this woman. I feel bad. The woman I pictured was just, like, younger and had you know, no problems in her life. It's like Henry Phillips' song, you know, somehow she was a bitch anyway. Like, that's not some, that woman sounded like she had soul and pain and she was
going
to tell
Well, she grew
me.
Up in a mostly black neighborhood, Todd, which is where a lot of people make the mistake, but... No, she was one of the few white families in the neighborhood. But she did pick up certain things from the people around her.
Be whoever it is. I'm sorry. I'm making the bit go one way.
She had a tough life. That's why, you know, you got to feel the character.
Here's what happens.
That's why she doesn't feel she deserves the good hair. Anyway,
can I apologize?
Yeah, that's okay.
You don't have to be sorry. I want to apologize because I think I'm doing what my mom and, my stepdad, although I don't hold him responsible.
That's who I thought it was, your stepdad.
I'm doing something now that I think my mom did when she visits here. Like, I'm trying to have a memory that if I let a new memory form, it'll be just as good. But my mom is famous for this. Like, she goes, she came out to California. We have to go to Santa Barbara. And she brings us to this place, and it was because it was cool to her 20 years ago because she was in Santa Barbara, and it was really cool. Now she drags us back. There's a hot dog stand. We're like, eh. Let's do new things. We don't have to drag everything you did. That was probably just fun. And then when she gets there, even she goes, oh, I thought this was cooler. So, like, now that's what I'm doing. Like, I had this thing with Eric. We did the bit. Let the bit breathe a new direction. I want that woman in the bit. I don't know what you're prepared to do.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Actually, it's Jerry Seinfeld's on the phone. I'm not even joking.
I'm not here.
said he's not here.
Hello, is, hello.
Oh, maybe you should answer the phone, like at the Todd Glass Show, so it seems professional.
Hey, Todd Glass Show.
Yeah, this is Jerry Seinfeld.
Hey, it's Jake on the line. What's going
on, Jake? Is Todd there? Is he doing his podcast?
Yeah, right now we're doing it. You want to talk to him?
Yeah, is Danny LaBelle there?
No, no, he's not.
I just...
No, it's a family
I
show.
I thought I heard him in the background. Wait, I know his laugh, that motherfucker. You know, I got to tell you something. Don't let him fuck the trumpet player. He was at my house. I had a trumpet player in a band. He spent all night complimenting him. And then when he was in the parking lot, he tried to pin him against the truck and rubbed his cock on his pants. So just be careful with
he
that.
He was asking for it.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
I got to go. I got to go. I play in money. I have a bouncy thing in my yard, you know, like they jump up and down in.
Yeah, like a bounce house.
A bounce house, and I fill it with money. And I and that's fun. That lasts me a few hours every day, but anyway. All righty. Say hi to your mom.
Will do. Take care, Jerry.
All right. Seinfeld. Why? Yeah, what happened? You didn't want to talk to him.
Well, you know, we have a
history. I'm still here.
Damn it.
I heard, but no, I didn't hear what you
did. I want to end that bit where you didn't hear.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, listen. So let me put some of this. Win in your hair, and you get you the hair you deserve.
Okay.
Let me give you the hair you deserve. Can you? We have some background. Right, we're at a salon. We're in the back. It's. You know what? Let's picture everybody left, but you're a friend of mine. I cut your hair for free. So it's in a. It's in. No. You know what? People are up front cleaning up. It's very distant noise, but we're by ourselves. So you know we can. No one's around. We start talking. Mm-hmm. There's nobody in the back. Anybody is up front. They're working. They're cleaning up front. We're down a little hallway. There's a little shampoo room in the back.
Uh-huh.
It's just okay. There we go. I'm actually like doing it. Like I'm pumping it. Lisa, yeah. Is that your name?
Yeah.
Do you want it to be a different name? I feel like you do. No, you like Lisa? Okay, Lisa. Let me put some of this Wen in your hair. I start pumping it out. Uh-huh. It'll give you the hair you deserve.
I don't deserve good hair. Sharon, I don't deserve it.
You deserve good hair. Let me give you the hair you deserve.
I've given it a lot of thought.
No, you deserve good hair. No. Let me just put a little bit in.
I really don't.
Oh, you're pushing me away.
Yeah, get your hands off of me. I have bad hair for a reason.
Hold on.
It's karmically though. Oh, hold on.
No, I meant to the whipping. You deserve good hair. Everybody makes mistakes. What did you do that you don't deserve good hair? Can I tell you, your hair, it's frizzed out and you have little bald spots. You need to take care of your
hair. I used to think terrible thoughts about my firstborn child.
Well, listen, there's a name for that and you could take a pill, but... I think you should. You deserve good
hair.
The
Lord has punished me with this very bad hair, and I will wear it as I deserve to.
Can you do it? I hate to throw this at you. By the way, today has to be a double episode because next week we're not going to be here. So are you in for a long haul?
Me or the character?
I'd like to talk to both. Okay.
I can do it, but
let me talk to the character.
I can't do it, but I can do it.
You can do it.
I can do it.
Okay, so
I'm sorry, I've been here, but I can do it.
Wait,
no problem.
Let me talk to you first. I want to decide who I talk to first, and then we're going to jump back into this bit. Everybody, we know what we're doing. We're having a discussion. I realized I was having so much fun that this is going to be a fine double episode. I wanted to make sure everyone is for the long haul. Now, we're going to talk to Danny himself. My guess is you're like, oh, my God, stay as long as you want, right?
Yeah.
You're fine. You're having a good time.
Kidding me? I'm mad.
Now, the problem is we need that character because if we're going to keep doing this bit, we need to... What's her name again? Lisa? Lisa, can you stick around for a while?
I'm sorry, Todd. I've got prior engagements.
But why do I hate her all of a sudden? She's lying, I think. She doesn't have prior engagements.
I'm very busy.
Her hair, she doesn't deserve good hair. Of course she wouldn't want to stick around. Okay, back to the bit. What do you have to do tonight? I could really use you to stick around. Danny said he's good.
He's not so busy, you know. His career suffers terribly, Danny. But I'm very... Unlike Danny, I've made better choices. And my schedule fills up very nicely.
So you can't...
I've got a lot of
places. Well, you don't have to insult Danny. I mean, if he's sticking around, who knows?
I'm just being
nighttime.
Honest.
Comedians work during the day, too. But anyway, that's not my point.
I'll leave Danny out of this.
How long can you give me? Much longer.
2 minutes maximum.
All right.
Maximum.
I'm going to have to let you go then.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'll
I
do
didn't
the bit
get
with...
any kind of an advance notice.
She's so I don't know. Her accent is very nice, but yeah, I guess because she can't stay. It's even in the bit.
I
it's
understand
upsetting
that, Danny. You've told Danny maybe a week prior to this, right?
Yeah.
You told me literally 5 seconds
oh,
before.
He you just found out. Oh, you're right. Because you found out was we're doing the bit. You just come into our world.
He came in very quickly, and you know that's a big deal. You didn't. It's beautiful that I've done this. You don't even appreciate it. I was very busy.
I do appreciate it.
And all of a sudden, I needed to
right.
do a hair bit, and I've dropped everything I was doing, and here I am. But my time is precious. Keep doing it!
I'm having so much fun. Well, I don't like when I say that stuff.
She does make a good point.
There you go, Tom. You like it? You like when we play your song? Tom, play it again for Tom. Tom
Martin. I'm not even playing my song.
Guess what it is? You want to know what it is? I'm going to tell you what it is because it's very exciting. And it's Friday. Pardon me while we do a station identification.
The things.
That's right.
Whether the silliness or serious,
either one.
It's gonna be a tough, tough, tough.
Ha! Yeah.
It's gonna be a tough,
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 tough.
Tar glass.
You're on the air.
Time for.
That was me laughing with the devil sound.
I have to say something.
What if the devil had a really, like, very feminine but devil?
Listen, I'm very upset. I'm serious. If you don't stop it, I swear to God, I'm going to come over there and just go fucking nuts on you. I'm just upset, okay? When I say something bothers me, you have to listen. And you don't listen. And then I get upset. And just because I talk like this, it doesn't mean that this is who I am inside.
Anyway, enough of that. Right now there's 10 therapists trying to figure me out.
One of them got it. You got to think.
Oh, so she left?
No, I'm saying there's one 10 of them therapists had to, yeah. trying to figure. One of them's got
to
have.
I don't mean to be so...
It's just about knowing which one to listen to.
Thank you. I don't mean to be so bodacious. Mm-hmm. What's that mean? I'm the guy who tries to act smart, and then I have to ask what it means. Yeah, like I don't mean to be so bodacious. What does that mean?
Like you got a big butt.
He's a real brain. I guess I can't make fun of him if I can't say it. I was going to go, he's real brilliant, but I stuttered three times. He's a real brilliant. You can't really insult people when it's coming out of, you know, hey, fuck you. That's why it sounds mean. I'm not doing a bit. I'm just saying if you have a problem... and a speech impediment is what you have is a stutter. By the way, even someone that stutters, I always like to think, if I'm going to do a joke, can the person that I'm making the bit about laugh at it? Not every person, but can someone with a sense of humor? And guess what the answer to this is? Absolutely yes.
They will laugh with a stutter.
No, no. When you have a speech impediment, when you have a stutter, usually, you understand what it's like to be judged. So you'd hopefully turn that around and try to be extra kind to people. Mm. That doesn't always happen. So you could have someone with a stutter, and if they're cursing at people, it's just sound. It is worse because here it's like, you know, you can't go fuck you. It's like you probably shouldn't be harassing people. You should probably just be nice and be kind. Yeah. Why shouldn't everybody be nice and kind? They should, but it's just I don't know how to tell you, but you know.
And anybody who disagrees should watch the King's Speech.
Is there someone that stutters that curses?
Yeah, he's got a stammer. That's the English word for stutter.
No, I didn't see that. Is that
true? You've
never
seen the King's Speech?
Oh, no. Oh, did you think I was doing a parody of it?
Stop the show.
No. How dare you? Go fuck yourself.
King's Speech. And then we're going to continue the show.
That's how I stretch it out. I go, today it's 4 hours. Meanwhile, we watch Family Guy.
We played the whole us watching the King's Speech in the background.
I listened to a whole episode of Family Guy.
On the air?
Yeah. It was great. I hope people did it with me, because then we could laugh at the same shit.
So then why can't we do this
no,
with
the... No, because it's a little ridiculous. I have to follow that. It's too hard. It's already... Also... I don't even know what it's about, and I'm already trying to make excuses.
Well, it's in the title.
I'm sure it's a great movie, right? Oh, yeah. What's it called again?
King's Speech.
When's it from... Oh, that was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I won an Oscar.
Yes, and it was... Yes, I understand. I don't want to sound stupid. No, I don't want to sound like a dumbbell.
You don't sound stupid.
But well, you know what I mean. I don't want to sound
like... You sound
like...
uninformed, as I was with Trader Joe's.
Thank you.
Which cost me a career in television. It cost me a career in television.
What does Don Rickles hate?
Don't be a dumbbell. I hate a dumbbell.
Don Rickles hates a dumbbell. Can we talk about this? Do you... What do you... wait. How about this shampoo? Do you want to... Can we... Since she had to leave, is there anybody else you know that could come in and do a voice for you?
Do you mind if I make some calls?
No, I don't mind. Oh, you're going to use the house phone?
Yeah, the house phone.
Turn the other person's mic off so we don't, because we can't play their voice without their rights. So we're just going to hear you talk. I hope that's all right.
Call my friend Sammy. Yeah.
Do you understand we're not going to be able to hear anybody's?
Right.
Okay.
Hello?
We're going to hear Sandy. Oh, so we are going to hear. You're going to do both voices.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to break. I thought we were only going to hear you. So go ahead. Call again.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Call again.
Fuck. Damn it, I fuck things up. It makes me so angry at myself.
The long distance call.
Who cares anymore? My mom told me that once. I said, Mom, it's 2012. No one gives a shit if it's long distance. Then she...
Hello? Hey, Sammy. Hello? Sammy, put your ear to the phone. Hello, hello. Can you hear me? A little. Walk in the other room.
Can I interrupt? It has to be a girl.
No, I know.
Oh, this is different. Okay, I'm sorry. Let it breathe.
You in the other room? Yeah, you're a little better now. Hey, Sammy, listen. I'm on this show, Todd Glass Show. What's the Todd Glass Show?
Oh, it's God, this is going to take forever.
It's a podcast. It's a podcast, but they got a horn.
I didn't know he was.
So, it's a little more legit than the other ones. So what does that have to do with me?
Oh, God. Hold on. Can I?
Anyway, look. So they want a guy.
This guy doesn't understand. He's not going to work in the bit. This guy doesn't even get it.
They need somebody who can do a female voice for a bit with a hair salon. And I just wondered if you had 2-3 minutes.
Can I interrupt? Put your friend on hold. I feel like he doesn't understand what we're saying, though. Does he understand what we're saying?
All right,
go.
He's in the business.
Okay. He's in the business. He doesn't even sound like he can.
So I was just trying to say, if you had a few minutes, I thought it might be a good way to get your name out there. I know you got a new album coming out, and I thought, you know, it's comedy, it's not music, but it might be a good way. I'm just trying to look out for you there in that way. I thought maybe you could do this. Listen to me, Danny. First of all, I want to say it's very nice of you. You're always looking out for me, but I can't do every fucking podcast when you call me. First of all, I need preparation. I need time. Also, I don't do female voice. I can do it a little bit, but it's not the best. And also, another thing, if you're not in the room in this kind of a thing, it's very bad. You're going to have to play off the other people. I don't know Todd. He does not know me. I can... Yeah.
Can I interrupt?
He might assume I'm not funny.
Can I interrupt?
If he assumes I'm not funny, he's not going to play off me, right?
Can I interrupt?
Hold on a second. Sorry,
let me... Patch me in.
Do you mind talking to him?
Can I tell you something?
Just talk. I'm going to patch you through.
Patch him through. What's his name?
Sammy.
Just if you give me 30 seconds, I think I could win you over. First, I did not...
Hold on a minute. First of all, when you speak to someone, introduce yourself. You don't want to just...
Danny, you know what? For this character, here's what I would do if you said that to me. My name is Todd Glass, and I'm from the Todd Glass Show. And you're right, I should have introduced myself. I got a little excited.
It's called professionalism. I've been in the show business for almost 30 years now. Believe me. I know there are certain things that make all the difference. If you want to talk to someone, talk to me. I'm a man. You can talk to a person. What's the big problem? You say, hello. My name is Todd Glass. I have a show. Believe me.
Okay. Guess what? I'm so picky the way I like things. I'm taking it. You're right. And I'm not just saying that.
I know I'm right. You're right. I'm right.
And I apologize.
All right.
I do apologize. I just hope you know it's real.
I believe you.
Okay.
Okay.
I get it. Like, I'm attention to detail. When someone else is more, when they catch me, you're right. Say hello. You pick up the phone.
I know,
like
it's crazy. People nowadays, they have no time. They have no time. Why is everybody rushing? You can't be a person anymore. Pick up the phone, say hello. It's not a big deal. Hello, my name is... Hello, my name is Todd Heiss. My name is Sammy. It's okay. It's okay. Everybody snap, snap. Everybody running around. What? It's not a big deal. All right. So your name is...
Can I got a break. And that's what we do. I got a break. What I love about this, I so much do want to win his approval. And yet he... I go, you're right. And then he goes off. I love it. I love this guy. I love him because he's just so, you know, he's not even giving a good vibe out, but he complains about, no one has time for anybody. Well, you're not very warm yourself. You know those people? This guy exists. I mean, you might be doing a parody of him, but this guy exists. So let me try a little bit more. Okay, here we go back. I want to apologize.
Okay.
And I don't know. I guess I'm a little embarrassed because you are 100% right.
That's okay. At least you have the... At least you have
maturity.
Yes, maturity. I can't remember a lot of words, but at least you have the balls.
The balls.
I want to say the balls to say I'm sorry. A lot of people now. I'll tell you something, Todd, because I don't know you, but a lot of people I run into, they don't want to even say I'm sorry. Everybody have no humility. That's the word. Nobody have
Can
humility.
Can I ask you a question?
Anymore.
I have to go to the bathroom to George Carlin. I have to pee. But to make it work, and we don't have to stop the show, may pretend I'm sitting here, but this is how long you go off on this tangent. Like, usually I interrupt you and we go to something
all
else.
Right,
so but you start talking to me, and I am really going to go pee as we do it, but go, you're right. You're right. I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize. You know, I should listen. That's the problem. I don't listen. I used to listen.
People don't listen. It's a real problem. When I was a kid, there was more of a respect that people had for each other. Nowadays, it's a craziness almost. It's a craziness of, I blame iPhone. Because everybody downloading an app, another app, and poking at their phone, and prodding, poke and prod, and poke and prod. And the next thing you know, nobody have time for anything. Instant. My friend Shlomi downloaded a download app. The other day, he downloaded. And he's yelling at me, why it's taking so long to download this? It's like a virtual, like a drum kit, what you can play with your index finger. It's a brilliant thing. So he's saying, why it have to take 2 minutes to download? I said, it's crazy that it even exists. You can't get you can't even get a drum into your finger, into your phone.
You're right. You're right.
Patience, that's it.
But can
it's unbelievable.
You're
if
right.
It will take me 2 years to download an app like this, I'll be happy. Because I said to myself, unbelievable. I can play the drums on my phone. That's worth it. That's worth the wait.
And I want to apologize.
I accept your apology.
I'm going to go a little bit more, and then I hope I can win you over. I do want to get to the point of what I want to ask you to do. I'm asking you a favor, ultimately. But I want to say you're right. People, I feel like I can be a little lazy sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
So, lazy. I can be a little lazy. I don't like to be lazy.
Yes, don't be lazy.
Start talking about a lazy person. Yeah, I'm trying to give you things. Like no matter what you tell this guy, he goes off. So I'll say lazy.
Right, but no,
go off on another tangent about lazy.
I appreciate it, but no.
Now, sometimes people are... See how many walls were broken in that bit. This guy, even in his own bit, goes, no, I don't want to do it. No, I can be a little lazy. So let me ask you what I wanted to ask you. I heard what you said on the phone. Yeah, you don't know me, and
you
I don't
know. Know me. Exactly. You don't know me.
Okay, so let me...
So it turned out who you're talking to on the phone is a big star.
And my name is Todd Glass.
And my name is Sammy. I was in 1977. Tel Aviv Got Talent number one winner. Okay? I have a big career. I probably play for a bigger theater than you even dream about in your sleep. But that's okay. So you have a podcast. So you're a comedian. Mm-hmm. That's great. You ever shared the stage with Madonna?
With who?
When Madonna came to Israel, guess who has shared the stage with Madonna at age 15?
You?
That's it.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Believe it or not.
I'm honored that you're going to participate in your hair bit.
And you have photographs. I have photographs. I don't like to brag. But I have photographs. I send them to you.
Do you want to do something? And I don't mean to. I don't want to. I have to get on with this bit. Hold on.
Yeah.
I do have to get on. Well, we're trying to do the. You deserve good hair, and I'm asking you to help me.
Right.
But yes, we will take a look. You have a photo album.
Well, what
right
I want
there.
To do is I want to email you And we can talk about this off the show, but I want to email you the pictures. You put them on the Facebook
page. We have them up here on the screen already.
And then put links to my music, and people maybe can buy it. And you say, as heard on the Todd Glass Show. Because okay. My time is valuable. If I'm going to do a favor for you, that's the way the show business works. You know, you have to
right. Give
and take.
Right.
It's a give and a take.
Right.
So I'm giving.
Mm-hmm.
You also give. So it's a give and give.
It's a give and give.
It's
you're
a
right.
give and give,
right.
Yes.
But here's what I wanted you to do. I was going to look at some photos of you and Madonna.
Not now. It's not the time.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right.
Would you be... I have a bit that I'm doing. Let's start fresh. Right from the top.
You know who is Madonna, right?
Of course I know who Madonna
She's
is.
She's a major, major star.
Yes, I'm...
How many people, you know, who have shared the stage with Madonna?
No, you're... That's why I'm honored to have you sit here.
Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous.
Oh, shut up. So full of shit, that guy. Don't be nervous. He gets me to finally respect him, and then he's a nice guy all of a sudden. But don't be nervous. Sure, he's his own hype man, and then he's also the guy who goes, but don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous.
He has someone else be bad cop that himself, so then he could be. Don't be nervous. You know who I am. You know what I've done. You know who I am. You know what I've done. You know what I am. You know what I've done. You know what I've done. You know what I am. 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 You know what I've done. You know what I've done. You know who I know. You know who I am. You know what I know. 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 You know how you know I know. You know who I know. You know who I knew. But don't be nervous. After all that, I got into that a little.
Do you know the guy?
Do you know
Bang Bang Jimmy? You know this guy, Bang Bang Jimmy.
Is he a comedian?
Yes, he's a comedian. I did a show maybe 5-6 years ago in Cyprus. In Cyprus, they have an army base, and they like to pair comedian with a music act.
Okay, hold on. I don't want to interrupt you. Jake just wrote on the screen that he has a recording of Bang Bang Jimmy.
Oh, very good. Play it.
Can we play it? What play is he? Is he a stand-up?
He's a stand-up. You everybody know Bang Bang Jimmy, huh?
All right, play Bang Bang Jimmy.
International. Beep.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's very funny. How about a nice round of applause for Bang Bang Jimmy?
Woo! Hey, everybody, it's me, Bang Bang Jimmy. Hey, let me ask you a question. You ever out on a date, romantic evening? Maybe it's with your wife. Maybe you take your wife out on a romantic date. Who says you got to stop dating once you're married, all right? And you say, and the waiter comes over and they bring you a nice bottle of wine. They say, hey, you want to take this wine? But you're thinking in your head, how much does it even cost? What am I paying for this thing? But you don't want to say it in front of the broad, right? Because you don't want her to think you're cheap. Where was I with this? Bang, bang, listen, all right, okay.
Hey, how about a half of Bang Bang Jimmy?
All right, I got a merchandise table in the back. Bang, 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 bang. You know the name.
Bang, 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 Jimmy, FC is. It's Bang Bang Jimmy, here he comes.
Here I come.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
Guys.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. Bang.org. I couldn't get .com, so I became an organization. Hey. Bang, bang.
Beep.
Hold on. Hold on. Everybody take a deep breath. All right, listen. Listen, everyone, I need organized chaos. Can you straighten that out a little? I know. So I'm being genuine. Do you think we should do the another character doing the hair thing?
Being phony. No.
No. All right, let's do it. That guy. How about that guy?
Okay.
Who made
me
bathe?
You're still talking to him,
okay,
right?
Let me ask him. Okay. Let's go back to that bit.
All right.
So listen.
So we left it off with do you know Bang Bang Jimmy? And then we played the Bang Bang Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I do know Bang Bang Jimmy.
All right, so we'll just come back to the call. We're in the middle of a call.
Oh, you're calling Bang Bang Jimmy?
No, we were in the middle of a call, and then he said, do you know Bang Bang Jimmy?
Who are you calling?
No, you were talking to...
Then we cut to Bang Bang Jimmy.
You were talking to Sammy. And then you said to him, do you know Bang Bang Jimmy? And then you said, hold on a second, play some Bang Bang Jimmy. So now you could go back to the call were talking to him.
Let's go a different direction because it'll be easier for me. I could take another minute and figure this out, but why waste everybody's time?
But you're just talking to Sam. You could come back and be like, I just played a bit of Bang Bang Jimmy.
I get it. I do get it. I get most people listening get it. I still would take a little more time. I get it. You're going to try. Now I'm getting nervous.
What I was going to do next, so I made a pre-recorded thing for Jake to play Well, I remember what I was talking about. Okay. How many weeks can I do this? I mean, it's working now, but it's something I pre-recorded yesterday at the house. Okay, I was talking about that. Then I was talking about that. Then he talked about that. And then what's-his-name talked about this. Oh, and then our guest
So nobody can
that.
Tell it's not me. I think
oh,
I'm faking
yeah.
it.
Oh, I remember. Oh, my God. I can't believe
right, listen,
I didn't remember.
I'm not gonna. I'm still not going to remember.
Why did I even forget?
That didn't
I
help.
Totally remember. Okay, shut this off, Jake. I remember. Jake, now it's your fault. The listeners have to understand. Shut this off. I remember what I was talking about. Jake.
I love when he does that for real over the fake me doing it. Yeah. But seriously, I'd like to ask that guy. Let me ask the guy a question. I finally got his respect. That's the way I want to take the bit. Please.
Okay. I respect you, Todd, and I get that. I want to.
No, we're going to do it, though.
There's an importance to the context of all this because.
Okay, I'll try to understand.
If you're talking,
okay,
yeah,
I'll try to understand. But let me ask the questions.
Imagine you're talking to someone on a phone call for real.
Listen.
Okay?
You already convinced me. I'm going to take – but let me ask the questions.
I will, but
– and I'm being real.
And I'm being real.
Hold on. Okay, the reason that I want – what we want to go back to, I have to understand. You're right. Why was that character? How to start with that character? Who was he –
Sammy was telling you.
Sammy was telling me.
As I recall, he was telling you about a gig he did in Cyprus where he was paired up with a comedian named Bang Bang Jimmy.
Yes.
And then he asked if you know Bang Bang Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And you said everybody knows Bang Bang Jimmy. Play a little Bang Bang Jimmy. Now, the reason it's important to come back to the phone call
I understand
is because
that.
It's very rude to keep a guy on hold after you play a clip and then you don't come back.
I got
How
it.
How is he still going to respect you if I come back?
I got it.
Yeah.
You ready?
All right. No, you wouldn't
not
be
that.
Calling. You
yeah,
would,
he's
yeah,
just
we'd
yeah,
be back there.
Even though I like playing that anytime we can.
Yeah.
Of course I know. That was some funny stuff, though. You know, did we just hear a little bit of him, or was that
yeah,
just?
Yeah, we just heard a little Bang
yeah.
Bang Jimmy.
Oh man, that's classic Bang Bang Jimmy.
Bang Bang
yeah.
Jimmy. Everybody loves Bang Bang Jimmy.
Yes.
Huh?
I love him. Well, we have a lot of the same comedy taste. It seems like
because he's in the moment. I don't know your thought, but I imagine if Danny put me on the phone with you.
He's in the moment. You're right.
You're an in-the-moment guy.
You get it.
Because he does not associate himself with the people who are not in the moment.
I love to talk. You know why I love to talk to you? You get it.
I get it. Believe me, I get it.
Oh, you get it.
I
you,
get it
way,
better than anybody
I figured
anybody
out this guy. You can't compliment him enough because he still takes it to the angry, right? So you're trying to get him to melt a little, but you can't because,
I
watch it.
I completely get it.
You get it.
I do get it. Listen
you
to me,
are
Todd.
Smart.
I fucking get it. I'm brilliant. The,
nobody gets it like
the,
you. Nobody
crazy,
gets it like you.
This is the reason why.
You, would you agree that nobody
absolutely nobody gets it like me? You don't even get how much I get it.
Well, I think I do.
No, you have no idea.
No. Listen, you are brilliant like nobody else.
Nobody else. So how can you compare?
I'm not comparing. I'm saying you're a one of a kind.
Even less than that. Even less than one of a kind.
If you're not laughing at that, then you're somewhere else mentally. Because that's fucking funny. I go, you're one of a kind. Less than one of a kind. There's not even a chance there could be one of me. That's brilliant. I want everyone present during the show to appreciate silliness. If you need to smoke more pot to get where I'm at, then get there. Because that was very funny. And I demand that if he's going to dish out stuff like that, that we pay him the and I'm by the way to George Carlin, I'm sort of being serious, you know what I mean? Like, you go one of a kind, right? And then you go more than one of a kind, less than one of a kind,
less than one.
And I laughed really hard, but some other people at this table were less to be desired if I had a close up on them and we were shooting this.
So listen,
no, you're one of a kind. You're a half of a. You're an eighth. You're an ounce. You're a.
There is no measurement that can describe how unique I am.
And only you know that.
I know it.
And you're right.
I'm completely right.
People are shit compared to you. Seriously.
I don't want to say that.
I know because you're modest, but
I'm very modest. People don't notice. That's how I survive in the showbiz. This is the thing. What they don't get, the young guys don't get this. Like. I don't know how old you are, Todd. How old
I'm
you?
17 years old, and okay, I get so your brilliance.
You got to understand that there's something...
I make myself very young. Why should I make myself young if I have any chance to?
This brings me back to modesty. You have to have a modesty.
Thank you.
If you don't have a
Stop
modesty...
Stop for 1 second. I need to do this, and if I need to do it, someone else probably needs to do it. I love this guy. He's a guy that we're all basically trying to win him. You didn't want to go on the phone with me.
I didn't.
Because he
to.
Thought you were... He goes, I don't know. I can't just do a podcast. Now I've got him on the phone finally because he took a call with Danny and Sammy were talking. I go, can I come in? And I'm trying to win this guy over. I'm trying to just make him like me so he'll want to do the hair thing. He's going to do a funny voice. Obviously, he's a comedic friend of yours, Danny. Now I'm on the phone with him, and we return to me still trying to win him over so I can tell him this bit. And then he'll go, I would love to play along. Right. And here we return. No, no, you so are smart. I get it. That's why I'm asking you. Nobody gets it.
All right. Let me tell you something. Because I've been in the music business for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But then they put me, this is the point of the Bang Bang Jimmy. When I went to Cyprus, they pair me with Bang Bang Jimmy. They said, we want to do one musician, one comedian.
Right.
So I'm watching the Bang Bang Jimmy before I go on. I'm backstage and I'm thinking to myself, I could fucking do this, you know? This comedy, it's not really that hard. Music is very hard because it's mathematical.
Yeah, and you're not saying but Bang Bang Jimmy is not talented. I don't want people to listen to this
good,
show.
It's fine, but I have a built-in sense of... I have such a funny sense of humor. I'm telling you something, so I say to myself...
You know, it's not Sonny, like you're not saying anything negative about Bang Bang Jimmy. I don't want the listeners to... Bang Bang Jimmy is...
So what? I'm thinking to myself, I already have number one hit music. This is a big deal. I never even heard a number one hit comedy. You have a number one hit comedy joke, it doesn't exist. But you can have a number one hit song. I have it. I have a few. It's not important.
So you're saying, I get it.
But I already have this. What is the point? I can do anything I'm putting my mind to. So I'm thinking to myself, can I get the big laugh like Bang Bang Jimmy got?
Amazing.
So I said to myself,
I love your story.
The people want to hear me sing. They want to hear me sing because I have a voice like an angel.
But do they want to hear me do comedy?
But can I take what they want? Here's the thing.
Nothing I guess about this guy's right. He'll never go exactly, ever. That's the thing. I want him to go exactly, and this guy will never say. He'll never let me think that I'm with you. I get you. He'll never, no matter what I say, he will never say exactly. Okay, now we return to the bit.
Here's the thing. And I want to tell you really, really honest, because you don't know when people want something. I don't know. With comedian, I don't think so many people have expectation. But with music... People really want things. Like, if you're playing with... I play with a lot of famous... there is a...
Famous musicians.
The one who's not dead from Milli Vanilli, I did a show with him on a cruise. A lot of people...
That's his... what he's bragging about. The one... He doesn't even take the time to learn his name. The one that's not dead. I did a cruiser. First of all, it sounds like his career is not so great anymore if he's doing cruise ships with the live guy from Milli Vanilli. But anyway, I like this guy still, and I still want to win him
but
over.
But I even got a letter, and I don't like to brag these things, but I got a letter.
Oh, sure.
In the
so
mail.
So full of shit.
Handwritten letter.
A handwritten letter.
In pen. From John Lennon? No, John Legend. You know who is John Legend?
Sure, he's a musician.
This came direct from the assistant of John Legend, who this was relayed to him.
Such a horrible brag.
That John Legend, even when he was younger, he used to play my music in his car. That's the truth. I have it framed.
He's so funny.
So. The time has come. I'm going
so people why do I love this guy so much?
People expect from me certain things.
Can I ask you a question?
Wait. We're going to get to it. The people expect me. They want me to sing Telephone when I come out. It's my number one
hit. Oh, is that your number one hit?
Yes, because I have a lawsuit with Lady Gaga about the name of the song, but it's not important.
Can you sing? I mean, I don't know if we have the right music. Is there some music we can play?
Every show I go, they want me to sing.
Oh, God. He totally makes us ask him, and then he goes, every show I get. Oh, God, here's what I'd like to do.
Give me a little background music.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'll do it for you. But
okay, what do we
only
have?
Only because you're Danny's friend.
Oh, can you do a little bit on there? A little
no,
bit?
Give me like a nice, like, no, this is the, cut this.
Yeah, cut this shit. He got angry at that music even in the bit. Like, you're insulting him by that music.
Give me something like Mediterranean.
Yeah, thank you.
Mediterranean music. Like
oh, Mediterranean.
Yes, give me something nice. Beautiful. No.
No, come on. Don't be disrespectful
don't be
to
asshole,
Sammy.
Please.
Don't be an asshole.
Don't be an asshole.
You know what? I feel like I want to yell at him so bad.
Because people don't have respect. This is what we were talking about
before. People don't. You're right. People, you know what it is? They take it. People take their what they think they have. They're righteous. People have a self-entitlement.
Maybe, but...
I love it. I was lobbing you. He'll never say exactly. And you're like, maybe. That's the most he'll give me. Maybe. Because I'm going to kill myself. Listen, I'm going to ask you. I do a bit. I say now's the time when you say yes and you do the character. I do a bit where we were in. That's
wait,
why you're
wait. Give me 1 minute to finish the story, please.
Oh, so, okay. So I John go, Legend.
So, No. So they're people want me to sing telephone when I come out inside.
Oh, I forgot about that.
After the Bang Bang Jimmy, so I'm thinking to myself, let me try and slip a joke. Let me just see if I slip a joke, because you're a comedian, you're going to appreciate this. I know you're going to appreciate this. So I say to myself, let me see how hard is it. So I tell this joke, okay? This is a joke. I go out there. They're all. You have to understand, it's more of a challenge for me to tell a joke than for the Bang Bang Jimmy, because Bang Bang Jimmy, they won't expect him to tell a joke. For me, the people, they're sitting there waiting. Please, please, sing telephone, please. They're sitting on the edge of their seat. So I'm ready to disappoint them if I'm not singing already, but they want to hear my voice. Right. I can't blame them. But
like now you have to do it.
But I say to myself, it will be such a challenge if I can make them enjoy a joke, even though they're waiting to hear the music. So I go up there.
It's a sign that it's a good joke.
Yes, it's a great joke, especially, yes. It's a sign that it's a great joke.
Now do that again, but don't give me anything.
No, but
it's a sign that it's a good joke.
It's a great joke.
It's a great joke.
It's a great joke.
Great,
it's not
great.
A
I
sign
meant
of
great.
A good joke. No. So it's a...
Exactly.
It's a
good. It's a better than good. It's a extraordinary.
Okay, so... So I said to the guy goes to
the... You take great direction in bits, I got
to
tell you.
The guy goes to the doctor.
Right.
So it says to the doctor, I have a problem. I'm trying to remember because he's a long...
Well, we get the gist of it.
But I said to the doctor, okay. He says, doctor, I have a problem with my wife because she's an animal. Because she's an animal. No, my doctor, to the doctor, he says... Are you sleeping?
Is this the joke you did on stage?
Yes, because it's not fresh in my mind, but I got to remember. I want to tell you, I killed it. I fucking killed it. It says to the doctor, my wife is, I think I'm, he says, I'm sleeping with it. I'm going to try my best. He goes, I think I'm sleeping. I have a problem with bestiality. The doctor going shocked. What? I can't believe you say this to me. It's already killing. It's already it's killing with you, huh? It's already it's killing. I didn't even get to the punchline. He's already breaking up. I can't believe it. I'm telling you, I have such a talent for this. Sorry.
This is so fucking hilarious.
So he's saying, I have a problem with the beast out of the doctor going, why? I can't believe you say this in my office. What is it? Okay, go on. Tell me. Why you think you have a problem with beast out? But the doctor, he's shocked. He can't believe it. So the guy is saying to him, he says, I think I have a problem with the beast out. So he goes, why you say this? Why the word? So he goes, I had sex. So he goes, do you have a dog? He says, yes. He goes, do you have a dog? Yes. The doctor says, so you have, his eyes, he gets excited. He goes, so you have sex with the dog? The guy goes, no. I don't have sex with the dog. Oh. Okay. I thought you have sex with the dog. The doctor, he's shocked, but he wants to know. He really wants to know.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, do you have, because this guy is very, I forgot to tell you, he's a very rich guy.
Okay.
He says, I know you're very.
And this is the joke you told.
Yeah, this is a joke.
Okay.
So he goes, do you have a horse? Because he's rich, you know, some rich people, they have a horse stable. The guy goes, he goes, yes, I have the horse. He goes, do you have sex with your horse? You have it? Can I curse on your podcast?
Yes, we can say whatever you want.
Do you fuck the horse? Because the doctor, he's honest.
That's fucking called a good timing, Gabe.
He's honestly intrigued, this guy. Can't believe it. He's saying, do you fuck the horse?
Mm-hmm.
So the guy goes, no, I don't fuck the horse, no. The guy goes, oh my God. Okay.
By the way, cut, I gotta tell you something. Cut.
It's very hard to.
I stop bits and talk about it.
It's very hard to pick up the joke.
Hold on.
You kill the rhythm. There's something you don't know about comedy. They cannot. You cannot.
I'm Todd Glass.
You cannot interrupt the joke.
I'm Todd Glass.
There is something called a rhythm to joke.
I understand. That's, I mean,
you
come
can't
on.
Take
don't,
away the rhythm of I the know, joke, you, then the punchline.
I'm just saying. I don't mean. I get comedy. You don't have to.
Okay.
And I
all
like
right.
You.
So thank God. I like you. So let's.
The Todd Glass Show.
I mean, that's my bumper.
Right. So let me finish. Let me finish the joke, huh?
I'm just playing.
All right. I don't want to kill the momentum. The joke have a rhythm, like a jazz.
I understand. I get it.
Okay.
I get rhythm.
So, okay. You get it? I get it. Okay, good, okay. good. Okay.
I don't want you to think I don't get rhythm. You wouldn't think, you'd think very lowly of me.
All right. Yeah.
I do get rhythm.
So the guy have, okay. I mentioned the horse, right?
Yes.
Oh, so the guy have, the doctor said to him, do you have a pet cat? Because now the doctor's thinking must be that the guy is having sex with the cat.
Right.
So the guy goes to him. He goes, yes, I do have a cat. So the doctor is like jumping up. He says, tell me something. Tell me something. Do you fuck the cat? Do you fuck the cat? The guy goes, no, I don't fuck the cat. So the doctor going crazy now. He's saying, I don't get it. I don't get it. I can't guess any more animals. Why do you have a problem with bestiality? The guy says to the doctor, because every time I sleep with my wife, she says, fuck me like I'm an animal. I killed it.
That joke deserves this. Your dedication to that bit that we just did deserves a celebration. Please come over with the horn right by him and let him feel the energy. Right in his ear. When you come on the show and you give 100% like that, we celebrate. That's right. Oh, yeah.
So anyway, you're asking me if I can do comedy. The answer is yes.
Oh, I thought, thank you. Oh, God. Would you mind being in a bit with me?
I tell you something, Todd. I'm running out of time. But oh.
What? No. I want him to do a bit with me, even though I love that ending, too. I thought we were done it with the song. I love that we come back. So you asked me, yes? I thought we celebrated how long you did it. I gave you an award ceremony. No bullshit. Did I not have live horns over in your ear? We got the disco ball on. We come in with a very... By the way, to George Carlin, I might have done it in a campy way, but I wanted to celebrate that type of commitment to any bit that brings me joy. And then we come back, you go, sure, so you ask me? And you keep... I hope I understand what I'm saying. I hope I'm not losing my mind.
All right.
Here's the way I want to go.
I'll tell you what. Is this bit going to take a long time or what?
No, shut up. I'm going to direct you in this because it's my show, so I'm allowed to plan the ending. You hear the idea, you love it, and you do a character. And I think it's whatever character you want it to be. So, but we're going
to
go there.
Talking to me?
Yeah.
Danny.
Yeah, Dan. I'm talking to...
still got Sammy on the line.
Yeah, Sammy's on the line, but I'm going to talk Sammy into doing the bit with me now.
Well, you can try.
No, I'm going
Sammy.
To. Well, shut up.
I love your ambition.
Shut up. You don't know him. Do you know him at all?
I've known him for years.
All right, let me get him back on the phone. Yeah, put.
We did a gig together
nobody
in London.
Nobody likes a dumbbell. Well, later, I want to debate nobody who likes a dumbbell and who doesn't like a dumbbell to the point where we throw me into a fit of hysteria.
You got Sammy there?
So you got something to look forward to. No, Sammy's been on the phone. Oh, we're calling him back.
Why? Did you lose the connection?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hello. What happened?
Hello, Sammy?
What happened? I'm on their phone, and then I didn't realize, and then I see my other call is coming in, and I press it. It's you on the same line.
Well, what happened was, and first of all, I want to apologize. I'm Todd Glass from the Todd Glass Show.
Of course. Yeah.
And I'd like to ask you... I'd like to ask you if you'll do a character, only because we got to know each other a little on our last call. Would you do a character from your repertoire in a bit that we're doing? And I'll tell you the bit, and you'll tell me yes or no. There's a hair commercial that goes, get your hair you deserve. And I go, what girl doesn't think she deserves good hair?
Why? She doesn't have good hair. Just explain it to me. I'm going to do it for you because you,
oh.
Yes, because you seem like a sweet guy. You're Danny's friend, and you have to also promote my new album.
How do you know
on
Danny?
On Facebook. How do I know Danny? I don't even remember.
Danny, how did you guys meet?
We did a gig together in London a bunch of years ago.
And you met Sammy there?
I don't even think so. I don't think
Sammy,
I did
how do you remember it?
I don't remember, but I don't think so. I don't think I did a gig in London with him.
Well, you guys know each other for a long time.
No,
sometimes that happens. You forget
sorry,
where you met
Todd,
each other.
We definitely did do a gig in London. Sammy, that I remember exactly where we met. It was a Jonglers comedy club, and you were there. You were doing a music act with a guy named Big Carl. I don't remember anything from this. But okay, all right, I can't call him a liar. It's true. That's where we met. That's really where we met.
Okay, you guys going
to
just
I can't lie. I'm not going
this?
To debate. I'm not going to call him a liar,
can
but
we,
if that's what he says we met, I don't want to.
Hold on. Can we move past you guys remembering this?
Yeah, I think we can. No, because it's a problem because, you know, the problem, I have a very, very good memory. I'll tell you exactly where we met. I met him in a Costco, in a Costco wholesaler. I was in the Costco in Long Island. I was looking for a couch for my niece's house. My niece lives in Long Island. I want, you know, I have a lot of money. I don't have a problem to buy for the family if she needs a couch. So I was
so self-congratulatory.
Then I was there in the Costco, and I ran. No, that's true. I did run into him in a Costco. I want to clarify this.
Okay,
but that was not where we met. We met the Costco was like maybe a year and a half. That's where we reconnected after that gig.
But nevertheless,
I don't even remember to play
oh
the Jonglers.
Oh my God, this is fucking ridiculous.
I don't know. Yeah, I agree. This is ridiculous. Look, I'm telling you, that's where we met. I'm telling you, we met in the. Why would we just become friends at a Costco? Because a lot of people love to come up and talk to me because of the album Telephone was on. It's a lot of people love the song Telephone. I think you came over, you were quoting the song Telephone, Telephone. You were telling me you love the song, you listen to the albums.
All right, well, that's how you guys met. That's okay.
That's how we met. We did a show together at the Jonglers, and then I reconnected. I recognized him. That at the Costco in Long Island.
Okay, listen.
It's
not important. Let me get back to this. I'm going to ask you to do two things. One, participate in that bit with the hair. So you're going to be the woman.
It's not where we met, but that's okay.
You're going to be the woman that says you don't deserve good hair.
Hold on.
And I'm the person that.
Let me take a moment to give you the respect you deserve.
Can I ask one other thing?
Todd,
we're going
to listen to me because I love you. Honestly, I love you.
And I love you too. And let me interrupt you.
Let me interrupt you. Let me interrupt you.
Do you mind if I interrupt you? Interrupting
me?
I'm
not going
to. I'm not trying to be win.
I'm going
to
be the bigger person. Go ahead.
Well, now you make it look like you're the bigger person. I mean, that's not. I'm not going to want to talk. Why don't you go? I'll be the bigger person. You talk.
All right, great. I did not meet him.
Oh my God, he tricked me.
I did not meet him at the club. It's very important to me that everything has a chronological fact.
Just tell him you agree, Danny.
Yeah, yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, that's fine. We met at Costco.
Okay, so anyway.
Good, I know.
All right, we're admitting it.
All right, we're good.
Let's move on.
All right, go ahead. Sammy, talk to Todd. Don't tell me what to do. I'll talk to Todd if I want to talk to Todd.
Don't make him talk to me. If he doesn't want to talk to me, Danny.
No, Todd, I want to talk to you.
No,
please,
I know. Just telling Danny to shut
listen,
up.
Listen, Todd, baby, I love it. Come on, show business, Todd. All right, let's do it.
Seems
the guy with
ingenuous.
The big podcast. I love it. You got a,
all right.
You got
just,
a big, big podcast.
I got an idea.
How many people are on your Facebook page?
Hold on. You so much don't want to agree with me, this guy, that when I insult Danny and yell at him to try to befriend. You know how sometimes you insult the friend to become friends?
Yeah,
you don't even let me do that. You figure out a way. No. You know what? You're right, because Danny doesn't fucking listen sometimes. And you know.
No,
so.
Don't say these things from Danny. He's a good guy. He listens very well.
I know, but
no,
sometimes.
You know what?
He's argumentative.
He's probably right.
He's argumentative.
We probably met at the Jonglers. I have a bad memory. You know what? Danny's probably right.
How dare you? So would you do one of your voices?
Yes, I have many voices.
Oh,
I have
my
no
God.
Problem to do it.
I'm coming over to remove candle wax. I'd be the waiter. I'll be the waiter. Can you give me background waiter noise?
Yeah.
And then we'll go back to this bit. And tell me you don't want your table cleaned off. Like, I'm the waiter.
No, it's okay.
Like, if I was the owner of a
hey, those are fancy shoes.
Thank you. You
know what? Okay, so I'm the waiter. We'll go back to this bit. We're going to finish everything here. You don't want it cleaned off. Try to play it pretty real, but I'm going to play it pretty real, too. Eventually, we have to argue with each other.
All right.
Is there background?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, because I can't hear because I don't have my headphones on. Just get this out of your way.
No, it's fine. Don't worry. Just leave it.
I'll just pick it up. I'll brush off underneath. I'll make you feel like you got a nice clean.
We're comfortable. I appreciate it. That's fine.
Well, let me just sit back. You know what? I'll brush some of those crumbs off the table for you.
Just walk away from the table.
All right. I know that, first of all, I'm the owner of the restaurant, and I understand that we like to have the place presented in a certain way.
No. Listen, you have a great restaurant.
I do, too, but we never take food off of the table if there's any ounce of food on it. Not 1 ounce. We don't take for granted, but your plates are completely empty, and plus, I'm going to be honest with you, Sean, I'm saying it to nobody here. You can't sit there and lick the plates after there's 10 minutes there's been nothing on them. It doesn't look good when people walk
if
in.
You're gonna
and I love you to death. You come in here all the time. What's your name again?
Okay, look.
What's your name again?
Dave. What's the difference?
I just want to address you with your name.
You can call me David.
David. When I come over here to clean off the table, I'm already looking the other way when you sit there licking the plates. You're trying to keep your area clean.
You ever heard of the customer's always right? Let me introduce myself. I'm the customer.
It was so much he learned to say that. Here's how you deal with people. When someone's being rude, you say, "Hello, I'm the customer." Oh, my God.
Yeah, boy.
Why have I come in at the end? Why? Well, I'm going to tell you something. I let Aristotle decide where we stopped the show. I don't know where he stopped it. I said, find a point in between, Aristotle, and that's where he chose. Did he do a good job, you think? Was he fair? He didn't, stop right in the middle of a bit, did he? Because that I hope he didn't do. I just hope he found a good place. And then until next week. You know, I was going to just play the whole thing, but I thought, it's too much work to put on you people. It's too much. But I'll see you at the Improv in D.C. tonight and tomorrow and Sunday, and then next week I'll be over in the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, but you already knew that. All right. All righty. And I was supposed to do an ad for Sizzler. But fuck Sizzler, I hate them. I'm going to plug Sizzler. What, they're shit steaks? That's what my podcast has become. I told Chris Hardwick, I ain't fucking doing Sizzler ads, you motherfucker. Guess what, he never asked me to. Didn't that look like I was a rebel? I am a rebel. You know what I mean? They go, Todd, we have a Sizzler's ad, it pays $50,000, cut to me. Folks, you don't have to spend a lot of money to eat a good steak. I was over at the Sizzler the other night. I got a little bit of the prime rib, and I got a lobster tail. And I'll tell you what, talk about a salad bar. You know, I'm the type of guy, I like to go in and build my own salad. I like the cucumbers cut up a certain way, the carrots shredded. I like a few dressings. I like to put some bacon bits on there. Give me some blue cheese, and let me have some endless hot fresh rolls. And that's what they got for you over at Sizzler. Sizzler, you're going to go in hungry. You're going to leave with diarrhea and possibly an ailment that needs doctors to cure you. Sizzler, you're going to like our prices. Our food, Can I tell you the truth, though, about Sizzler? By the way, I'm not doing an ad for Sizzler to George Carlin, but I do like their... I sometimes if I'm craving just a cheap salad bar, you knows it. All right, everybody, that's the end of the show. You're great. I'm proud of you. Go out there and just... Follow Dave Siegel on Twitter. He will not stop asking me to mention it all week. We haven't even worked all week yet.
At Stand Up Dave.
At Stand Up Dave. I'm telling you, this guy's got Twitters. You're going to laugh so hard, you're going to want to punch a fucking puppy in the face. All right, everybody. Bye. You're great. You really are. I'm very proud of you. Look at you. Look at you. Oh, look at me. I still know how to make you laugh. Look at us. Bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.